This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, yeah, what's shaking, baby? It's your boy, Cool G Rap. Giving a shout out to my homegirl, DJ Sarah Love and Miss Diggy. You know what I mean? Y'all keep doing your thing on that side, and I'm going to check y'all real soon. FUBAR Radio, baby, let's get it.
Focus in the building. We stay building. I'm so high, I see my vessel that my soul's attached to. No lie, I'm like a lion when I'm rhyming at you. From the solar plexus, golden fire rises at you. I play the pressure like shiatsu, but it ain't you to take your final breath and tie a lasso and hang like basketball and slam dunking hoops. I feel the vibe like a masseuse, killing time with the raccoons. Never get in line to pay them taxes like they ask you. I'm gonna catch you off guard on the back loop. It's a par for a glance, final glass, a man, what can't we jam? Oh, yes, we can, moment our man. Except the system is a scam, so don't be plotting on no ghost train going hellbound. My city enters meltdown, cooking up a storm, the ingredients off the shelf now. Never out of date, I make you elevate. These featherweights, it better stay the hell away or detonate. I feel a glow no matter what the hell the weather say. I kill a show, collect my pay, get waved another day. I stand wild, never losing my inner child. Forever moving out and all the world spinning while we wild. Tears are spilling off the face of mother nature while we small. We're in denial, left to try. And if the queen be my beat, well I must be a king of star. Individual, left fingerprints in the ghost since a child. I break your faith down to increments of eating while you linger in the all. Got a dinner train or dinner on that plate though. Prophesizing like I'm paid toll. Mold your man that paid though. Find a lab, I'm coming out and then I'm on the halo. Whoever's on that phone gets thrown like a hot potato. Ghostbusters clock the duppy man, you know it's case closed. Fit fear like vitamins instead of healing. Ritalin, we're needing discipline, yet no one's listening. Forgot we're flying through this holographic universe. It's cinematic like some distant planets, enigmatic. When I capture the magic and calibrate it into classics. Pre-written rapture in the rights of my passage. Your symptoms of illness, you blink and they will vanish. Drink to that like it's magic, yeah, kick back relaxing. Cut my spliff fat and banging at the beats that I rap on. Seem to blow like I left the gas on. It's like that sun. It's like that sun. It's like that sun.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
That sounded sexy right there, boy.
Banging.
What's going on, mother lovers? You are in tune to the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. And guess what? This is not DJ Sarah Love talking right now with a really bad cold, so she sounds like velvet chocolate cake. No, this is My Stiggy. That's right. MYSDIGGI, trouble since I was knee-high. I can't remember the rest. And I'm here to represent for the hip-hop show. Of course, you know I can't do this on my own, so I had to bring another superhero in. And his name is Reveal. What's going on, Reveal?
What's going on, my brother? What's going on, people? How's everyone doing, man? Yes, Reveal Poison, the Gully Urani. Thanks for having me up today, man.
Hey, man. It's got to be done. Sarah's out doing, you know what I mean? She's doing some famous ass shit or something.
World touring, probably, right?
Probably, yeah.
I always see her flying around. Big ups to Sarah Love, man.
We've always got to hold down the hip-hop show right here. First of all, before we go any further, though, we got to big up the one and only man-like Ian Boldsworth. That's right, man-like Ian Boldsworth. If you ever address him, you have to say man-like, yeah? You got to say it like that as well. I don't know exactly why you got to say it like that, but... Big up for the last 2 hours. If you want to listen to back to any of his shows or any of the shows on FUBAR Radio, just go to FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But right now, it's all about... Well, I said slash hip-hop, innit? I messed up. You just go to FUBARradio.com and search wherever you want. But if you ever want to listen to our shows, you go back to FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Because last week, we had... You know who we had last week, Rez?
Who?
DJ No Names from Foreign Beggars.
Oh, sick,
I was
man.
Just trying to brag there because, you know, they're famous. But then we had Evidence.
Oh,
that's even bigger brag. You know, I should get satin for that now. Like,
very, very hardworking. High five, man. Very hardworking man in hip hop is evidence, man.
Did you listen to his album?
Yeah, man. Dope, man. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Griselda, like West Side Gunn and Conway as well. Yeah. And I think them look linked up. Yeah, and I think they linked up at one of these festivals or one of these, you know, they're having all the big shows at the moment in America, yeah? Them, look, they linked up, they done a tune, put it out the same night, and it's just called The Evidence Strain, innit?
Oh, so is
that,
it?
Yeah. I rate Evidence for that highly,
wow,
man.
That's nuts, man.
Hardworking man in hip-hop. So many projects, man.
Yeah, I mean, and we really enjoyed chatting to him. He was talking about the Whether or Not album, which is out now, Rhymesayers. And it was interesting how... It was interesting how much, you know, in terms of like him being a solo artist, I found that really interesting, transitioning from being a group to that. It's kind of weird, you know, but it seems really comfortable.
There's certain people in hip hop that I just think they've just got that real hunger. So like people like him, even people like Rock Marciano, they've got projects together as well, man. You just see them popping up on so many projects. Mm. You know, it's like they just got the hunger for it, man.
Yeah. Speaking of hunger, you lot just heard the tune at the beginning of the show, which is by Flip Tricks. This guy, he's lifted. This is It's Like That, yeah. This is coming from his forthcoming album. I feel like this guy drops an album like every 6 months or something like that. I don't know how many he's done yet, but... Jeez, he does a lot, man.
Killing it, man. Shout out to High Focus, man.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to the High Focus crew. The album In XL, which is out August the 24th, by Flip Tricks. And he's going to be doing a launch, apparently, August the 23rd at Jazz Cafe, which is going to feature Ramson Bad Bones, Strange U, Jazz T, and Molotov will be there performing. We might be in the background as well, causing a little trouble still. You know,
Ransom's got his project out now as well, I think, man. I think I see he's got a little mixtape out and they're doing it as a special pack with a T-shirt and vinyl and stuff like that, man.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, man. So I love to see that, man. I love to see when people are coming and doing projects like MCs are right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So who else you been listening to lately? Have you checked out, like, because we've had this whole Kanye run for the last, what?
Yeah, every week, man. He's been doing what he said. Real controversial character as of late, but he's been delivering, man.
You know,
he's been delivering.
Savage Sarah's got a name for it, minute.
What's that?
Slavery Was a Choice.
Wow.
So whenever it's like, we might later on, we might play a Nas tune. By that was produced by
Slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
Fair enough,
man. It rolls off the tongue in some weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
How do you feel about all that? You know, I asked Sarah, but she's like, I don't even want to give him the light of day. But in terms of like, do you feel like all of that was just promotion, just to get people prepared for what's coming?
It's when promotion goes wrong, man. It's when he's got something in his head. And I think he's in a very dark place. Like, I know he's got issues with mental health and he said he was on medication and stuff like that. And maybe in the depths of his twisted adult mind, he thinks this is a good promotional route. But I just think he's shooting himself in the foot, man. And I think sometimes, man, you just got to have a bit of awareness of like what you're saying, who you're saying it around. And he's such an ultimate narcissist that I read it more as he might say something, yeah, not taking into consideration other points of view. But he don't really care, man. But I just think, I'll be honest, man, it's affected his music for me, man.
Serious?
Yeah, not so much the production. But, bro, I don't want to listen to him rap, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to him rap.
But did you before? You know?
Not really, but I would bear it. Yeah. You know, it was bearable. It was more like, oh, it's just Kanye being a beep. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like when someone's like really trying to make funny jokes that and it's just not working. You're like,
yeah. Or it's like if there's someone acting weird like on the road and you're ignoring them and then they start doing it towards you or people that you care about and then you're like, yeah, enough is enough, man. Like, it's an odd one for sure, man. Very, very odd one, man.
It is a very odd one. Personally, I feel like, yeah, he probably said all that shit just to get people... awake and like, hey, let's all, you know, Kanye said something controversial, so let's all jump on. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? Bam, I got this album coming out. That album's coming. You know, it was all just to draw attention. I think, like, there is possibly some mental health issues there, but I don't know why. Like, you know, I don't really watch as many Illuminati videos as I used to on YouTube, but I feel there's something more to it. There's something behind it. Whether it be, like, him being part of that clan, the Kardashian clan, because it seems like every dude that gets involved with them, they either turn into a woman,
they get their brain whooped,
they die, or you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, it's
some weird.
See, this is the mad thing, man. In the midst of all of his shouting and all of the shenanigans, certain times he's saying something of value that kind of gets lost. Not this time, not this time at all, but previously when he had his run with the whole we need answers sway, that kind of time. The whole thing he was saying about the fashion industry, it was buried under a lot of like just selfish shouting and stuff like that. But he was actually making a valid point, man. Mm. But I think this time, me personally, I feel like he's gone too far. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm saying that as a person of color who's not black, I'm Iranian. I was offended by some of the stuff he said, and I'm not even black, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like, in terms of what the fact that he was like, that sounds like a choice to me.
The slavery thing, especially that, man, because it's deep, man. Like, you can't just be going around throwing around stuff like that, man. It's.
Yeah, it's really weird. The weird thing for me was like, it was almost like he knew he was just saying a lot of stuff without really understanding it.
Yeah.
You know, for you, how can you talk about like that long a period? You know, you weren't even like, you have no idea of what was going on there or how it would have been for a person who's a slave then.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, so for him to say it was a choice, it sounds like a choice to me. It makes you sound like you're not the genius that everyone thinks you are. You know what I mean?
And it's quite deep because we was talking about the Nas album. Now, the intro track of the Nas album, I can't remember what it's called, but Nas is talking a
intro?
Lot. And then
I wanted the crowd, but I can't remember.
He's got this bit where he's talking about something, and I don't want to paraphrase him because I can't remember exactly what he's saying, but he's saying something along the lines of Abraham Lincoln wasn't the person that freed the slaves. There was a civil war that led to the slaves being freed and stuff, and a part of me even thinks, Rare, did Kanye kind of like riff off of that and get the wrong side of what Nas was trying to say, and he weren't quite able to express himself as articulately or as eloquently.
Yeah.
To me, that whole TMZ interview where he said the controversial statement, it had the air of someone who's had a longer conversation about something but isn't able to summarize it sufficiently enough. So everyone just gets the wrong side of the stick with it, man.
Mm.
But he's not doing himself any favors, man. That's the main thing, man.
The one favor he's done is, you know, we got some new Nas music.
Nasty Nas.
That's all we can, you know, the track list. I got the track list here. It's 7 tracks. The whole 7 tunes thing, I don't know.
It's not enough. Squire.
It's either, to me, this is what it is. It's either to do with, you know, people understanding that nowadays people don't have that sort of attention span where they listen to, you know, a 10 to 15 track album or whatever. For us, we're from an era where that was like, right, is that it? There's only 9 tracks or 10 tracks. Do you know what I mean?
You know what killed me? Yeah. Tekashi's album, Tekashi 69's album, is 5 minutes longer than Nas's album. Can you believe that?
That's
and this
nuts.
Is Nas, bruv.
The fact you mentioned Tekashi 6ix9ine, boy, I know Sarah, she would never have that on here, so.
Is it?
Say it again, bruv. Say the name again, though.
Some booby trap come out the floor. It's Sarah Love, wasn't it?
That's nuts. So how long is his album, then?
It's
Nas album.
I think it's about the 20-minute mark. And bearing in mind, the track Everything is a 7.5-minute track. So if we didn't have a 7.5-minute track on there, it would be shorter.
Wow.
It would be under 20 minutes. That's a problem. Also, can I just point out the whole 7-track album thing? I released a 7-track album in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kanye's seen it, and that's where the ideas come from.
All right, and with that, let's give him a clap just because I don't know why. But just in case you're right, I want to be there, and you know what I mean? So people know that I was supporting him as well when we found out that Kanye's been biting Reveal, and then I get 10% of that because. I don't know. Let me work it out anyway. Here's a new tune from Flabs, Mother Lovers.
This is very distracting of you people taking pictures. I assume now everybody's had a chance to take plenty of pictures, so put the cameras away. No more photos.
My mouth ain't moving, it's a soliloquy. And I'm the only person that be feeling me. It's a light bulb moment, an epiphany. Stop tricking me, the voices in my head are wanting rid of me. Listen G, I put the funky mustard in my Mrs. T. The jewelry custard colour, brother, something like a Mr. T. It's a mystery, the Scooby snacks have got the cats feeling for another fix. These wheat are bits of history, the literacy is overrated. Early riser chicks marinated in papaya. Dig it deep like I'm a minor, it's a minor. I'm a major, laser capers, no Godiva. But for a fiver, I'll prove the point, I'm a good diver. Higher. Meet my alter ego, he's just as tall, but a bit more regal. Bro can hate some people, fascinated by eagles, so I don't cut my nails. Using whale blubber to cover the six digits on the scales. Feeble trails, a Bombay mix of wishing wells. I wish him well, with a reminder that all sex sells. I've gone to hell with a backpack full of paraffin, paraphernalia, a shark's beak and a parrot's fin. Pack it in, bin a cat, I'm a bit less mad than my forefathers. Use my mind as a punching bag. I'm twice as bad as the baddest thing you've ever seen in your life. Go ask your wife why she calls me Charlie Sheen. Once upon a time I had some pride and binned it. Best decision of my life and stopped my eyes from wrinkling. I had an inkling that the source had inking, so I poured it on my paws, then I forced the horse to drink it. Ego shrinking, lifting, head of hot air, the shape shifting, hibernating under the stairs. Away from stairs, sun glaring through the cracks, packed down into a plastic bag. Insanity, I'm nearly there, yeah.
Bucket hat, chin strap and no moustache. Is it a bird or a plane? No, it's me rolling past, yeah. I'm on the same trip to where fear and loathing starts. Only this isn't Vegas, it's London under the overcast. Yeah, walking into mind states, unprecedented, detonated mind plates. My brain has left demented, yet I'm still walking up through the field. It's ill, still catching thrills, doing things that make you say, no. I'm too far gone to consider it. Even if I did, it wouldn't last, cause I'd get sick of it. Attention deficit disorder is legitimate. Fragmented thoughts are transcended into little bricks. Acknowledge the signature sounding universal radius. Spontaneous mania in a world of what we make of it. With loony animated characters, no paper prints. I read between the lines and all the pages full of faded ink. Caught pigeonhole me cause my style is cuckoo. Doubters could die face first in a pile of doo-doo. Suffocate, but still I'm trying to sell love, not hate. Mind bending, sending mixed messages when I'm off in space. My square fingers hold my ginger beer. The super silver scent lingers in the air when I'm just sitting still, I stare. Intonada plus got Rampina Colada. Lost sagas lounging in City Heights like Peter Parker. I know my mouth ain't moving, it's phantasm. I'm possessed, I'm lip syncing to the rhythm of a jazz phantom. Abstraction, inebriated satisfaction. Fatal attraction, the effect of what this wax is having. Howdy is the strange neighbors on your balcony, looking down at the town beneath. Okay. Sweet and sour key. With a big boom box bass buzzing through the waves and vibrating through the walls, plus the puddles too. With the big Lebowski look, white Russian, stirred not shook, still buzzing from the night before. What have I took? My brain's cooked, my teeth crooked. My last cell resting on the brink, pissing in your cig with no capacity to think. No captivity, relies only on instinct. A true mammal, drug addled, never backpedal. I travel odysseys, the great Brits and kit fell through the cracks, slit of reality, landed on vanity parodies. I grabbed the pen, hit the page with a sloping tone, like seeing our old men groping carers in a nursing home. I'm schizophrenic, I converse alone, hallucinogenic, spitting bars without the dictaphone. The bitter piss hypnotist with the twisted perception, a filter over life without direction. The lark allowed about to what I spout without correction. I give a fuck for your judging, I ain't hearing objections. My mouth ain't moving, I'm in observation mode, watching a socio car crash happening slow-mo. Bodies in road, erratic speech communicating tongue or code. World's best failure, pollution inhaler of the most intrusive neighbors, facing palers to elusive traitors. Become forgotten paragraphs in history pages. Weren't you taught not to speak to strangers? Limestone cowboy digging in crates and up in the States, adapting what we took from the States. A concoction of adopted styles, greeting docile profiles with no smile. Conversations dead on board, my thoughts are drawn to a nice broad with thick thighs, chatting shit when I'm still high. With glass eyes, the bearded fool guy, the space invader of the strangest neighbors, never switch off the hi-fi. Even under moonlit sky, if dawn approaches, same rules apply. 24-hour party, same fools inside.
Thank you.
Ouch, that was smooth as a mother lover right there. Shout out to my boy Flabs. He's got a crew, the Dusty Stragglers. And I believe that track is going to be on their album, which is coming very soon. They've got an album called The Strangest Neighbors, but he's also got a solo project coming out, The Lost Supper. Oh, what am I talking about? It drops today.
Look at that.
Go on, Flabber. Flabber Ranks, boy. He's on it. Ain't playing around. He's if people don't know who he is, man, this is one of the guys that's killing it in the battle scene right about now. I believe he's king. He's champion of King of the Ronalds.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he's doing all right, you know what I mean?
So he gets all the burgers. No, I'm joking.
He Could possibly. I don't know.
McDonald's.
Yeah, Flabs is bang on the. He's back on the burgers, so I'm sure.
I can't say nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he will. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to Flabs. Shout out to all the E&D crew, and of course the Dusty Stragglers. It's about that time, though. You know what time it is, Revs?
What time is that, bruv?
It's the time, you know, Sarah likes to bring a nice bit of positivity to the show. Because obviously, everywhere we go, everywhere you go, sometimes you feel a little bit like, you know what I mean? Shit just ain't right. You know, whether it be, I don't know, you get on the train and it's that big hairy dude that for some reason wants to stay stuck to you and breathe. That's 19, by the way. Or if it's the dodgy bus driver that was like, right, bruv, you can't come on, it's full up. And you're like, right, what are you talking about, it's full up, bruv? I see a seat all the way back there. Man ain't trying to let you on. Come to the hip-hop show on a Monday between 4 to 6, and you'll get this. It's the
big up
section. Did you see how I did the little... Sarah does this. She goes, it's time for us to do our...
Big up.
Because you're trying to... You know what I mean? You got to make it like, now we're a few big ups. It's not just one big up.
Yeah.
Do you like it? But I did it different. You know what I mean? I was trying to put it out there in case, like, anyone wants to hire me. But yes, it's time for the big up section. And personally, I have to do this because, you know, it's an area near me. I used to stay in there. Like, my friend used to live in there. Mm. I believe his sister was there as well, but she managed to get herself out. It's been 1 year since the Grenfell tragedy, which is Grenfell Tower. And that was last week, Thursday. Mm. So, of course, I wanted to make sure that we...
Big up!
Everybody that's involved with anything down there. Mm. You know, going down there and seeing how much trauma people have been through... Yeah. Like, this is not, it's not going to be something that is forgotten for a very long time. Do you
know
what I mean?
It's sad, man. It's real sad, man. And I feel like it shouldn't be forgotten, man. And I also feel like out of such a tragic event, even like seeing a lot of the stuff around the anniversary, and I live actually quite local to there. I've got a friend who I can see like the remains of Grenfell from his balcony when I visit him and that. And one thing that really strikes me is that out of like such a tragic loss and such a tragic event, there's positivity coming out of it, man.
When
you see the community themselves, like there's events for the young people, there's young people releasing music to do with it. And for me, the thing that sticks is kind of like, we shouldn't forget, but we shouldn't let that thing that we're not forgetting just be the tragedy. It should be like, we can do better than this, man. You know,
exactly.
And things can change, and it's just holding on to that feeling and trying to turn it into something positive, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is really hard because obviously, like, people around the area know that, you know, the numbers that are being put out there aren't necessarily true, but there's nothing you can really nobody can prove it in a way, you know. The only proof is like, yo, I used to see way more people coming in and out of that building. If this many have survived and you're saying this many have died, then where's the
math
few hundred?
Up.
Yeah, that doesn't work. So it's really, really hard for the people out there, man. But I just want to shout everybody that's involved down there. Each and every 14th of the month, they do a silent march. If you ever wanted to get involved in that, you know, please do so. Because obviously the people in the area are the ones that are really having to deal with this every day. They're having to, you know, they had to look at the building the way it was every single day. Now it's been covered up and, you know... It looks better than it was, but it's still a reminder of that tragic night. And what I've heard recently is that there have been a high level of suicide rates because of it.
Really?
Yeah, because there's people out there that they can't get the memory out of their head,
of course,
you know?
Of course.
And that's not surprising at all, man. So
that's real sad, man. Send a lot of love to them, man. Send a lot of love and respect to the community, man, for holding strong in the
definitely
face of
them, everyone
man.
Dealing with the Grenfell Tower tragedy.
Big up.
Because you guys are strong. And moving on, we got this is another strong guy. You know, very strong guy. I don't know if you heard about this, Revs. Basically, there's a US Congress candidate. He pepper sprayed himself.
What?
He pepper sprayed himself, yeah, to demonstrate how teachers could protect against school shootings if they had non-lethal defense tools in every classroom. I don't know exactly how pepper spray is going to stop someone shooting you.
It don't work like that, man.
I don't know, but the guy, you know, on camera, like there's a video of it where he pepper sprays himself. And it's not like
full on.
Nah, he's like...
Yeah.
Wow. Like that. And then, yeah, you just see how he's dealing with it after. But the guy's name is Levy Tillman. He's a Democrat candidate in Colorado. He says there needs to be legislation to protect legislation to protect children in schools. So he says, I'm calling on Congress to pass legislation to place secure a can of high power pepper spray inside a break glass in case of emergency box, and which is kind of, that's like any kid can just.
That's the thing, man.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so many things can go wrong with that, bruv. I've been on a train when people have started fighting and they've let off pepper spray before, yeah? And especially in spaces where there's no windows and stuff like that, it's a gas, man. It can blow in anyone's
face. Nuts, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
So, and look, we've just been told by the angels, yeah, FUBAR angels, it is illegal to use or carry or own pepper spray in the UK.
It's actually treated as a firearms offence.
But police are allowed to have it, innit?
Police are allowed to have it, yeah, but if you get caught with it, yeah, because it's a projectile weapon, you get charged on the firearms offences, and they stick for a long time, and they'll interfere with stuff like your uni application, or so I've been told.
So he's saying he wants to put one of these boxes in every classroom in the country and train teachers how to use this powerful self-defence tool. See, what I don't get is he trying to say, like, instead of the teachers having a gun and shooting back at the kids, they should have pepper spray.
I think there's a statistic. I'm not 100% sure, but there is a statistic about a lot of the school shootings that even when they have happened and there have been guns on campus, they haven't been able to save anyone. So I think maybe it's a response to that. So they're trying to say the big issue is that it's written into their constitution that they have the right to bear arms. You know?
Yeah, that's the messed up part.
Yeah, so then it's like, in the face of that, what do you do? Do you respond with equal force? Do you respond with less force? In the UK, it's tasers. But then again, guns ain't as readily available in the UK. So it's a real tricky one for sure. But
what do you say to people? Because there's some people that I talk to them about that, and like, because I believe the big problem is, like you're saying, is the fact that guns are legal over there. If they weren't, there'd probably be a lot less shootings. But then there are people that are saying, yeah, but there's shootings here. And guns are really, like, we don't even sell guns in the store like that. What do you say to that, though?
Numbers, man. It's the numbers are not the same, man. Like, I think there's a lot of misconception to do with the way numbers are presented sometimes, like in the media. Like, when they were talking about London's murder rate is higher than New York's murder rate. So, statistically, that may be due to a lot of things. That may be due to, like, the fall of crime in New York. It may be due to the way that they process certain crimes. What you got to bear in mind is there's a lot of crimes that aren't reported as well. So, yeah. A lot of the time, statistics is such a confusing game, man. It's like, do you remember that book, Freakonomics? And it's all talking about how different numbers and statistics actually work and how they actually add up. And I think sometimes people play the statistics game, but you have to look at where those statistics have come from. Have they come from a think tank that's supporting a certain motion or a certain side of the argument? Because sometimes people even commission research to back up what they're trying to say. So it's, you know...
A bit mad. Shout out to this guy, Levy Tillman. I get what he's trying to... I think what he's trying to say is, look, there should be other form of weapons that we should use that can't kill... That, you know, are less likely to kill somebody. But they asked him, you know, how did it feel? And he said, it's incredibly painful. And now I just can't see anything. It's just unbearable. It's like lava in your eyes. So then I'd ask him, like, but that is funny because it's like, right, so you want kids to get that in their eyes.
But I mean, maybe he's thinking of instead of them getting, like, shot, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Instead of the teacher getting shot? Yeah, I guess so. If the kids have got guns, which is crazy and which is true because they got, metal detectors at schools already.
And also, American high schools, they got up to 18.
That's crazy, man.
That's the other thing, yeah, they got up to age 18. So in American high schools, our ones only got up to 16, innit? So, you know, by the time you're 18, it's like you're a big man. You're a grown man.
You know, in America, the size, you got grown man size, but the brain size is still...
Yeah.
You're still, like, drinking Kool-Aid and all that. You know what I mean?
Your heart pumps Kool-Aid.
It's true, though, man. Yeah. Like, you know, they can't even drink till they're 21. There's no alcohol till 21. Mad, it's like, right, I'm a grown-ass man. Yeah. I can't drink
that. I've never understood that, you know.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah. But then they can drive when they're, like, 8 years old. You can get a driving license. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell's going on?
Look at Home Alone, bruv. Look at what he was dealing with there, man. They're responsible.
All right, 16. No, I swear you could drive at, like, 15 or something like that.
You can probably drive at 15 with a person.
As soon as you learn how to change your own nappy, you can start driving. That's what I heard. That's the basicality. Okay, 15 with an adult. That's the same as here, though, isn't it? Oh, okay, we're 1 year later. Well, anyway, All right, shout out to all the joyriders out there that that disagreeing with everything we're saying. Bro, I could drive whenever I want. How about that? But yes, I
the
just wanted
riders.
To... Yeah, but you know, the thing is, all we got to do is...
Big up, big up!
Man, like, the pepper spray dude, man, I can't... Levy Tillman, I can't believe, like, someone would do that. I'm going to send you, like, the video, you know what I mean, so you can see it, Rebs. It's hilarious, man. But yeah, we got to get into some music right about now, because you are in tune to the hip-hop show, and that is exactly what we're about, mother lovers. So guess what? We're going to give you some of this.
On the beat or a cappella, we can bring the crowd together. Hey. We can rock a fella and can make him dance like Bella. We're raining down the metaphors, you better bring umbrellas. Cause I'm trying to get my shows, I want more spots, I'm Cruella. Them man them think they're clever, should be paid as a presenter. They don't live in the favela, but they're begging this endeavor. Hey. Pumping for the cheddar, use a cutting like a shredder. But the greedy's in the center, got no sense whatsoever. These bars are from the underground, was locked up in the cellar. But now we're trying to get them free, like say they're Mandela. Bringing healing to your lips, you can call this Bongella. Bringing flavor to your ear, Craig Mack and salt and pepper. Off a change. Like a vendor, some are fighting to be slender. They're still closing youth centers, seems we're missing the agenda. But while on this adventure, I can drop a verse whenever. Like Nas and Mr. Marley mixing styles as we enter.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Prince, where's your invite?
Buckle up, as team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotion, so sit tight, cause this is the beat of life. Yo, so look, we've heard your lies already. It's all fiction like a fairy tale. It's new ting on your telly, on your J-beats, on your celly.
Hey.
Me and Baker Aaron come like Timberland and Nelly. More like Timbo and Miss Ellie. Heat it up and make you sweaty. But maybe they're not ready, because hearing truth is heavy. Controversy, Balotelli. Still my crew is rocking steady. Used to buy my shoes in Shelly's down in Oxford Street near Henny's. Now I'm coming to America like Hakim and Eddie. These streets are getting grimy. You can ask Jamie and Skeppy. Man are dribbling for money and their name's not even messy. In the past I was unsteady. On the mic I am a vetty. Wanna beef me, turn a veggie. Now the mainstream won't accept me. Yeah, them people might reject me, but I'll drop this like confetti. The truth cuts through like a machete. Wanna know about the deeper things, they come and get me. Break this down like the dance, keep it popping like a belly. I'm ready.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Prince, where's your invite?
Buckle up, as team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotion, so sit tight, cause it's a piece of life.
Look. Look, we're deading off the beat, like a fight stopped by the deputy. When I was in school, I would put everybody secondary. Telling white lies, but it's damaging my ebony. Hitting 17 and someone needs to pay the penalty. Arsenal with misdemeanors hit me like I'm Kennedy. Didn't grow up eating breakfast, now I got the recipe. These words are even healthier than if you're eating celery. Every syllable is medicine, that eternal remedy. Never a statistic, pull the plug on it or austerity. Left you waiting like a clinic, let this music be your therapy. I used to do contemporary, I'm still dancing on the melody.
Murder on the dance floor, but bars are my weaponry.
Don't read the Daily Mail, that's like the poor man's enemy.
We give words of integrity while they incite jealousy.
This is musical chemistry,
substance present heavily. Legacy, trying to move the crowd like telepathy.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Prince, where's your invite?
Buckle up, as team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's the beat of life.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Prince, where's your invite?
Buckle up, now this team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's the beat of life.
Peace. What's up, y'all? This is Akil the MC from the Jurassic 5, shouting out my man, Mice Diggy, and my girl Sarah Love. It's just always love, man. I just want to just give y'all much success and keep going and keep doing y'all thing, all right? Much love from my Kill the MC. J5, baby. Peace.
He forgot to pick me up, but you know he was going to, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's, it's because you look a little bit like Sarah from something. When you stand sideways,
<Max B.
laughs> I think it's something to do with that. But shout,
it's the hair, isn't it? It's the length of the hair.
On the eyebrows, that. You got similar. That's eyebrow hairs. Shout out to I Said the Sheriff.
I Said the Sheriff. But I did not shoot the
deputy. That was a track called Moving On.
That was tight, you know. I was proper feeling that, man.
Yeah, she can rhyme, man.
Does she still go by tour?
No, that's what I said.
I said the sheriff. No, no, no. I was saying when she gets on a bus, does she go on a regular bus or does she go by the tour? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here all night.
Like I said, tough crowd, tough crowd. Like I said, that was Isaiah the Sheriff with Moving On. She released this at the beginning of this year and she's got a whole lot more coming. So you mother lovers better get ready. Right about now, though, this is a new section, Rebs, that you might not never have known nothing about it. Say it with me. You might not never have known nothing about
it. You might not never have known nothing about it.
All right. Then showing off now. This is that thin line, Revs. This is where we meet up because, obviously, you know, like, I'm the smart one of the duo, you know, which is Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Why are you looking at me like that when I say it?
I was trying not to get drawn into the politics, bro.
Come on, man. Why are you laughing in that? Like, come seriously. Like, I'm the smart one, yeah, when it
so
comes to...
So you're the brain, she's the brawn?
Yeah, you could say that.
I've seen her roughing up a few people still that still. Was jogging the decks while she was DJing. Them spin kicks.
This is that section where we, you know, we talk about a couple topics that have been going on. So obviously, me and you spoke about the Kanye thing.
Mm.
We could touch on that a little bit later. But I want to get your opinion on this because I found this something really cool. You know, the fact that it's almost like we're getting back to nature. We're realizing the things that really matter out here. In Portugal, it's all about the goats. You know why? They've hired goats to help them prevent deadly wildfires in Portugal.
How does that work?
What, hiring the goats?
Like, yeah, first of all, how does hiring the goats
work? Yeah, hello, goats agency. Yeah, hi, can I get a goat, please? No, actually, I need two. Yeah, okay, do you want a billy? Do you want a... Now, how does that work? Like, you know what I mean? You hire the goats. Unless it's the farmer who owns them. He's like, yeah, bruv, these are mine. You got to pay me. It's crazy, though. You pay me and they eat. So basically, Portugal is using goats to help prevent the deadly summer wildfires that last year killed 106 people. So dozens of herds have been hired. They use that word again.
Yeah. Like,
why are they saying hired? Do you reckon it's to like...
Do you know what I think, yeah? What? Because you see recently in India, yeah, they declared dolphins as non-human peoples. And they said that they've got rights. Yeah, so in the wake of the changing world and... kind of the way people are seeing stuff. I do believe it is something. There was also there was a photographer who handed his camera to a monkey and the monkey pressed the picture camera, the button. And then there was a big debate as to whether does the photographer have the right to sell the photo and earn money off it when the monkey took the thing. So because of these things, I think in the wording of it, they're being very, very conscious of that. So they're not saying we're using goats because then people might jump up and say, oh, you're exploiting these animals that otherwise we'd be eating. But yeah,
how dumb is it though that one word would make them go, no, okay, that's fine. Oh, you hired them, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Proper rates.
Do you know what I thought? Yeah, I read it as goats as in the greatest of all times. So I thought they were hiring like people like really Nas. Good Nas and LL Cool J to help out fires.
So you rack him there like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The guard, I got y'all, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it wasn't that. It's real, the goats before the goats. Before that was even an acronym. Yeah. These lot were here, man, what, bruv? Headbutting each other, eating as much like grass as they wanted. And then now we're like, oh, maybe we should get the goats to eat grass. Mm. Apparently they've been doing it in America for quite a while. Mm. So basically, you know, they cover the country's hills with all these goats so that they can just like eat up as much of the grass. So there's no more wildfire, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the first time Portugal are doing it, though. And so, look, they've even used this word. They've used this as a word. So Portugal has deployed the animals to help prevent wildfires. Mm. Like they're soldiers. Like, yeah, we look after them, though, bro. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah, yeah, we don't put them on no bunk beds or nothing like that. They get time off to go see their wife, you know what I mean? We deployed them. So they've been used for decades in the US, as I mentioned, and especially in California. You know, California and the Pacific Northwest, where that's their wildfire thing is a bit crazy, isn't it? So, you know, like, this is the reason why I like it is because it's an environmentally friendly way to limit the impact of fires, which is quite beautiful. And, you know, they're getting fed. So probably that's how they call it hired. It's like, yeah, we pay them with food. I want to know whose goats they are. Like, who do you check? Like, bruv, yeah, what are you saying about them 50 goats? Can you link man up or what? Ah, bruv, I've only got 25 because man, over there they need them, yeah, in the west. And they need them in southwest. So, like, if man's going to do this thing, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know whose goats they are, because he must be making a lot of money during the summer. And it's possible he might have been the one causing all the wildfires.
That's
in
what
the
I was going to say. I was going to say, do you reckon they do switch and baits as well? Like they'll hire a goat and then it's just a sheep. And it's got horns tied on or something like that. Or it's a ram. It's technically not a goat.
It's just a skinny cow. Malnutrition cow. It's a little midget cow. That's a goat, brother. That's a goat. Trust me. But yeah, man, I find that hilarious as well. But it's really interesting to see. Now that, you know, all these years later, we're like, oh, shit, these goats and, you know, all these animals can help us. I'm trying to think of what other animals can help us in this world.
Dolphins.
How? They're always smiling.
They seem nice guys to chill with, man.
Yeah, dolphins are my favorite animals. Yeah. Non-human...
Mammal.
What do you call them?
I call them flipper.
No, but you said in India, you...
I call them flipper, fam.
Would you... In India, so you're meant to say... The dolphins are...
No, it was this thing about... I read it. It was like this thing. And then, they're non-human people or something like that.
Non-human people.
Yeah, so like there's laws against... It's something to do with the sea world there or one of the...
It's
something to do with animals being held in captivity. And I believe, I may be wrong, but maybe someone can do a Googles or something like that. And they're declared as the first non-human peoples and they're recognised by that country's government as such.
Because they're smarter than us, innit?
Mm.
That's the problem, man.
There you go. Yeah.
We're as dumb as shit. So India declares dolphins non-human persons.
Because what it is as well, that a lot of, like, there's a basis for... Like, they have a basis of Buddhism in India as well, and obviously they believe in the karmic rule of reincarnation.
Mm.
So reincarnation isn't always in human form. So I think it stems from there, or I may be mistaken in that, but it was real big news. So what other animals could we use? What other animals? You know, I don't know, man.
I think something like an alligator instead of a guard dog, because the guard dog thing is kind of overrated now. All you got to do is come with biscuits or some beef. Beef brisket. Yeah, kill it. You got beef brisket. That dog ain't barking no more. Mm. That dog loves you. Like, you might as well own that dog now.
Mm.
But alligator, he don't give a fuck what you give it. He's carrying on like, bruv, I'm still hungry.
You know, and Tupac and Snoop, America's Most Wanted, and Snoop goes, my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought he said, my dream is to own a flock of seagulls. And then I always thought, why? Yeah, and then I thought, maybe Snoop wanted a flock of seagulls.
Yeah, because he's like, yo, if I got these seagulls, you know what I'm saying? Police ain't going to be around here because they always flying around shitting on everybody.
It takes the bird gang to a whole new meaning.
Yeah. But yeah, hit us up, man. We want to find out what other animals could help us in this world. This, crazy-ass human beings, we fucked up this world so much. Now we're like, oh, actually, yeah, we do need you lot's help. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, because this show is about you lot, and let us know which other animals we should get involved in our society. We're the ones who came here. We're taking over all of this shit like we've been here forever. Most of them are like, bruv, you lot just got here. Let me show you how to deal with this world.
You know, if aliens come, and they was like, we want to speak to... The most life, what is there most of? It's fish. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Reckon?
What, more
than insects?
There's more, or maybe there's insects. There you go, bro. Mm. There you go. Yeah, it wouldn't be us. We might be the most dominant forms of life. Yeah.
That don't make us the smartest.
But like,
though.
Imagine if aliens come tomorrow. Yeah, and they're like, they start all dealing with the insects. And we're like, hang on a minute. We made their films about you lot. It's because of Independence Day, isn't it? You lot didn't like that.
And the bees would be like, fucked up.
Yeah.
They were like genetically modified these bees. Bro. Praying mantis would be like, are you on it now? Kang.
We have to fight it with the praying mantis style.
So what they're saying is India's done this because it protects the dolphins from grievous harms, such as using them in medical testing or research. It also means recognizing that these animals should not be treated as resources for human exploitation, but as beings with thoughts, feelings, personalities, and cultures. You know, the thing about dolphins are really smart as well. And I think that's a big part of why people, you know, they've decided to react this way. But at the same time, all these animals, I guarantee you, even a worm, there'll be shit a worm does, and you'll be like, right, I can't do that.
Mm.
Like, you can just eat dirt and carry on eating dirt. I can't do that. Can you do that?
I've seen people going in and out of McDonald's, bro.
True. That's true. When I was two, I could definitely eat all kinds of shit. But now, you know what I mean? I got teeth to worry about. them times you ain't got no, you ain't, you know what I mean? Your shit ain't really grown properly, so you can eat all kinds of shit. Doo-doo, whatever you want, man. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, anyway. So what's this? Nematodes, roundworms, are the most numerically abundant animals on Earth. See? What was I saying about the worms, bruv? Yeah. Like, I weren't talking about the fun, you know, the worms that you get bubble guts with. That's a whole different type of worm. But roundworms, they run this shit. We think we run this shit, yeah? Who runs the world? Girl, yeah. We think that shit, like, Hove. You know what I mean? Yay. Nah, it's them fucking worms. Nematodes. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of them. And they kind of look like if sperm just let itself go. If one sperm was like, fuck this shit, man. Fuck life. That's what they look like, kind of.
But yeah, man.
Anyway, let's move on, man, because this is another interesting story. This is a story that we spoke about as well during the week, which is really interesting, man. Some people might know, they might not know, but last week there's a lady that, you know, she's very brave. You got that's one thing. I think she deserves a big up as well. She's the mother of a guy called, of a boy, 12-year-old boy, whose name is Billy Caldwell. And basically she, you know, Billy Caldwell, he suffers from epilepsy, but hardcore epilepsy. So Ms. Caldwell, she was getting him treated for this epilepsy with, you know, prescribed CBD oil, I guess. Is it CBD oil or is it actually cannabis oil? So there might be THC levels in there. I'm not sure.
I think it's got trace amounts or something.
There's trace amounts in there.
I think that's what it said in the article, yeah.
So anyway, what happened was last week she was coming back from Canada with, you know, prescription that she'd been, like, given from a doctor over there in Canada saying this can help your son with epilepsy. Mm. The reason she knows she went all the way and did that is she knew because she was already treating her son with it for about a year prior to this. But then, and this was prescribed by a doctor as well. But then the doctor got in trouble and was told by authorities that you can't do this. You know, you're not allowed to supply cannabis, basically. The way they're looking at it was like it was just a recreational thing. Someone's smoking zoots and just getting high. But this is actually stopping a child that was having up to 100 seizures a day. Like, and these are like life-threatening seizures as well. For me, when I heard that, I was just like, wow, what would, I'm not a parent, but imagine you're you know, a single mum.
Yeah.
This is the love of your life. You got your child here, and you're watching this child, like, convulse, you know, going through this, and there's nothing much you can do about it. And she tried her hardest to find out what could help. Like, I believe there are, you know, pharmaceutical sort of synthetic drugs that can, you know, they say can help seizures, but none of these were working.
Yeah.
So in the end, the doctor was like, okay, you know what? I've heard that this works. Let's try it out. And so they tried the cannabis oil. It worked. And so he prescribed her for a while.
Yeah.
But then when he got told he can't do that anymore, I think she got advice from somewhere and they said, yeah, go to Canada. Yeah. I know,
and
you know a bit about
Canada. Obviously it's her child's life, man, you know, so she's not messing around. Yeah, I mean, they've been big on cannabis activism in especially Vancouver for a long time. In British Columbia, there's been a lot of, like, it's got a lot of history with that. And it's been legalized there for a while now for both medicinal and recreational, I believe. And I think if you kind of zoom out a little bit as well, yeah, it does speak to the ultimate hypocrisy of the British government as well. Bearing in mind that Britain is responsible for, I believe, 40% of the cannabis that's exported around the world to be used in medicinal stuff. And also, Theresa May, her husband, he's got big investments in GW Pharmaceuticals. So they're actually earning a lot of money off producing cannabis and shipping it, exporting it abroad to be used in medicine. But the real reason that none of these government ministers want to go near it is that for the big political parties, any type of support of a reform on the cannabis laws would mean them losing votes. A loss of popularity for them.
From all the toffs, like, no, oh my gosh, you're getting into this cannabis thing.
Yeah, because it's such a clear-cut thing.
Why they turn up Bob Marley in the background.
Exactly. It's such a clear-cut thing in their minds. It's that, and there's children who is this... Epilepsy can be fatal. I personally know people whose family members have passed away from epileptic seizures in the night. You know, it's not a joke. So they're putting, like, a child's life on the line here. It's ridiculous. And even to quote the mother, she said that I take the view that I'd rather have my son illegally alive than legally dead. Mm. And I think that kind of sums it up more than anything. It's like, when you look at it from that point of view and you're not really looking at it from, oh, I might not get re-elected to my constitution. Yeah,
compared to...
Yeah, and I might have to give up the lifestyle that I like. And it's complete and utter hypocrisy.
Bullshit, yeah. And, what's crazy is that she's the mum that decided to go the extra length, and not, like, try and smuggle it in.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm not going to try and smuggle it. Yeah, I'm declaring it. So she declared it at Heathrow, and they said, no, you can't bring this in.
Yeah.
But what the only part I don't really understand properly, fully, is, like, I mean, I guess that's why it's not a CBD oil. It's more a cannabis oil, because there must be levels of THC for them to say
that. I think
that
I may be wrong on this, and if there's listeners that could educate us more, they should hit us up, man. But I believe what it is that when you're talking about producing something like the CBD oil, you get an estimated trace amount of THC or THCA or THC, like, there's a trace amount in there.
Why? Now, there has to be for the CBD to work.
Yeah, but the trace amount is not something that can be regulated as such. So it's like, plus or minus within a certain boundaries. And I believe if it's above the 0.9 mark, it counts as more than a trace amount in the UK.
So they class that as a drug.
Yeah,
like a recreational drug.
Yeah, they're telling us, like, the latest news is that the Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, he's approved the use of cannabis oil after doctors made it clear it was a medical emergency and the situation is currently under review. And the mother of the child wants to meet with the Home Secretary to discuss reforming the law, which really, really, really needs to happen, because aside from the sort of the social aspect, aside from the millions, if not billions, of taxpayers' money that will be saved, if cannabis is legalized, that it won't be like going on like crime and all that kind of stuff. Aside from that, it's like people's lives and well-being at risk. And
what I was going to say was, like, that's one 12-year-old boy, that's Billy Caldwell, but there's how many other children out there going through the same thing, and parents going through the same thing, and just people anywhere in general. And the thing is, if they're now selling CBD oils, you can go buy it in Holland and Barrett or wherever. I think, they got to understand with CBD oil, that doesn't work on someone that gets seizures.
Yeah.
It has to be something stronger. Yeah. So now they've got to understand. Yeah. And the other thing is, like, it's from a natural plant.
Yeah.
Like, they have their synthetic versions that they have out there, like I mentioned, but they just don't work the same way that the real thing does. And that's the same thing with a lot of vitamins. People don't even know that there are synthetic versions of vitamin C, vitamin B, but then there are the real versions.
Mm.
And it's only the synthetic versions that have something saying, do not exceed, blah, blah, blah. If it's natural, it's cool.
Strictly, whatever
you don't need, it will go. Do you know what I mean? But with all these fake things, it's leaving traces of some other shit that your body doesn't really know how to deal with.
It's disgusting, man. It's so disgusting as well, man. And it's just like, man, they just need to fix up, man. It's just horrible stuff, man.
Definitely. Hopefully, man, this is a step in the right direction.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. Sorry, I was going to say, we're not in the Middle Ages, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going on like we're advocating some kind of sorcery or something like that. It's like, this is science, man. They need to just wake up to it, man.
She said it's Billy's anti-epileptic medicine that Nick had taken away. It's not some sort of joint full of recreational cannabis, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's how they're treating it.
Yeah.
When they took it away from her, it was like that. It's like, man.
Ignorance is not an excuse, man. Ignorance is not an excuse.
Yes, as being the ignorant one of the crew, I definitely advocate that. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Anyway, let's get into a tune, man, because I do believe we got the mother lover, like Lewis Parker, coming up very soon. Let's get into some Otis Mensah, though.
Call me Moses, call me God, so watch me dance like David. The shackles cut deep in my wrist, nerves shot and hands are shaking. I'm a shambles, shoddy mess, and now my stanza's waiting for me to slip to tell a story of a fallen soul. We're trying to sell out shows like trying to pull some blood from stone. Shards are sharp, I spit and say this, in this light display I'm naked. but this flesh can't adequately represent my spirit. Butterflies tangled in chain reactions, scared of happiness, my pencil did this. Pushing petals, pulling pollen, peak my tension building. Many rappers got trapped under racks on racks that eventually collapsed and killed them. Stood on stilts, the passion pilgrim, steady stacking fillers, the carpet jumping, the Jenga collapse inside me. With the looks and starting blocks, races of a broken man whose manhood couldn't make him whole. The child in me still holding hands with candle wicks and blunt blaze. That old crusade of misconception, their fears died. Tied up by unclear lines, I catastrophize in a sea of lies. I could have been a flunk, I could have been defined, I could have been afraid, not trying to be divine, just sanctified. Gotta leave the shade to see the light, gotta leave my mind to free my mind. You want a piece of my peace of mind, trying to ride my way, but I came here on weary ties, cheating time, walking on eggshells, cracked glass, skating on thin ice.
And this life don't wait for you to catch upon your sleep, floating by like tumbleweed. Most days when I'm poorly made, I imagine I was God's mistake behind me in the Hall of Fame. And the lunar light danced by the riverside. And the lunar light danced by the river. The light danced by the riverside. Won't you dance by the river?
Forget 10,000 hours, I gave my whole life to this. I could probably use a psychiatrist to decipher why my life's been stuck in ciphers and writers block feel like cellulitis. What defines the writer? Trying to rid my mind of pride, but it seems that's all I'm comprised of. Ahead of my time in my teens, I had a midlife crisis. I've already reached my prime twice. I tweet my rhymes and twitch in twilights to meet my highness fleet, and I flee from the climb and the crime, contrary to my contrivance. Depleted logic that was feeding the pilot inside my mind, crashing this empty plane Monday to Sunday, how they treat my kindness. You're probably trying to pass classes, I'm busy trying to craft classics. And I wish I was where you were, and you wish you were where I was. But my passion never asked the risk for the consequence. That's paramount, like asterisk. Paranoia, I'm paddling parasites and peril, trying to reach paradigms of settled self. But in this game, they ain't no levitating to level stealth, like tempting a tantra. And this path I walk ain't candlelit, feeling inadequate, but this light follows my free falling. I hear my name like Samuel, this must be my calling. I'm all in, my pain enduring. From Saul to Paul, I'm appalling, but crack this hole that I crawl in.
And this life don't wait for you to catch upon your sleep, floating by like tumbleweeds. Most days when I'm poorly made, I imagine I was God's mistake behind me in the Hall of Fame. And the lunar light danced by the riverside. And the lunar light danced by the river. The light danced by the riverside. Won't you dance by the river?
FUBAR Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
You are listening to Nick Helm and
Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio by good old Jack.
My name's Jack Barry.
Because The Meg is coming out, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is the film about the giant shark. It's got the best line of any film I think ever made. Yeah. Jason Statham swimming around in his little, you know, like a one-man submarine, and a 50-foot megalodon swims over him, and he just goes, "It's a megalodon." Absolutely outstanding work there, Steve.
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was,
man.
It's a bit of rock and roll right there, boy.
It's getting rocking and rolling, son.
Let's give a shout out, man. We got a few people locked in right about now. Shout out to Shay D.
Shout out to Shay D, man. My Gully and Irani sister in.
Gully and Irani. So it's like Gully and.
Not Gully and.
Gully and Irani. Yeah, yeah. Hey, flows, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But we can't really use the initials.
Why not?
Yeah, so shout out to everyone else locked in right about now. Shout out to Reza 7 Concepts and the Immigrants crew. The immigrants are saying we can use pigeons to drop food off the people. Like back in the day, they would used to send letters. Maybe the immigrants, this is a group called the Immigrants. This is not actual immigrants.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, man, Revs, you're going a bit too far
No. Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Mama Mice might call it. Oh, I don't like where you said this thing, you know.
Yeah, no, let's be clear, man. Yeah, man, so shout-outs them lot.
That's a good idea, dropping the food in. But you know pigeons that eat that shit, they ain't dropping no food in for us now. They've evolved, you know what I mean? They've kind of learned the ways of the human being, so they've evolved.
Shout-out to Hurricane Hodgy for saying that we should have giraffes in B&Q, presumably to get to the higher shelves. Thinking man's game.
But that's a lot of doo-doo. That's a giraffe's doo-doo.
Yeah.
You know like horses, when you see horses, jung, 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 oh, beautiful horse, and then the trail of shit.
It's nasty, isn't it?
Yo, giraffes is some neck shit. Literally.
I see them every morning because I live near Regent's Park Zoo. I used to see rhinos and giraffes every morning. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, hey, it's cool until you realize they're locked up and they're in jail right now. You know what I mean?
For real.
Shout out to Mr. B Mem. Shout out to DJ Bluefoot. Shout out to Barman
Bahmanovsky.
Yeah, I knew
Ali
that
was... Reza. Diane Leedham. Oh, what are you saying, Diane? What's good? Jazz Kahina locked in right now.
Yes, man.
Shout out to man like Herb Dankington.
Yes,
we see
shout
you,
to
homie.
Herb Danks.
Big
shout
up to the Dead Foxes. All the man them.
Yes,
you don't
man.
Know.
And right about now, though, guess what?
KFC boys and that.
Guess what? Yes, Kush Family Collective. Shout out to the boys, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out all the Iranians locked in right about now. Damahamatungam. You done know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was... Because I was telling him that he should say that.
He did,
like,
man.
You know what I mean?
He did.
I know, like, the language still. But we got a very special guest right here. What's going on? He's got his Red Bull here. You tired as well?
Yeah, a little tired, man.
Hard-working mother
hard-working,
lover.
Hard-working, man. Always
legend
hard-working.
In the building.
The one and only Lewis Parker, man.
How
what's
doing,
going on?
The good? One and only. I was just telling Lewis just Parker outside. Man. I was saying, the first CD I ever bought, a UK hip-hop CD, yeah, this is back in the day when R-Press was still a thing. I went in R-Press.
Okay,
yeah, and I was like, yeah, what UK hip-hop have you got? They had Black Twang. Mm-hmm. And they had Masquerade.
Wow, that was the days. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I to the twin moons of Cat to Me.
You bought both?
Yeah, man, straight, man. Snap them up, man. I still got them. I still got the CD.
Mm.
It's like the... you standing on the shore, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Lewis has been in the game for a minute. How are you, bruv, man, first of all?
You know, man, I'm just maintaining in the game, man, you know.
See it?
Yeah, you know, just working on my music, man, you know. Trying to do the best to be in my son's life and all that, you know.
How's
man,
that? How's
know?
Fatherhood been, man?
Yo, that's been the mission and all that. But, you know, I'm fighting, man. I love my son, man, you know,
yeah.
So. Going through that, you know.
So you got a new EP out now, right? Is it out now? When It Rains, It Pours.
Yeah, When It Rains, It Pours right now is out on a special maxi single.
Mm-hmm.
You got the two versions, the limited version with the colored vinyl. It's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Like a baby blue colored vinyl, you know what I'm saying? And you got the regular version, black wax, you know what I mean? 12-inch. You can cop that on most good... hip-hop distributors across the globe, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be stocking that now. So for you record collecting heads and who love vinyl still, that's out there, you know, the digital's out there, you can stream it right there, Spotify, just stick my name in, Lewis Parker, you know what it is, you know what I mean?
Lewis, so, man, so you've been producing for a minute as well. You work with a bunch of different artists. Did you check the tune we played just before you came in?
Nah, I missed it. I missed
it's
it.
By,
play?
Otis Mensa. It's called Sanctified.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but he's one of them MCs where I'm like, this guy has got something different from everybody,
yeah,
but still very interesting. Do you
that's
know what I mean?
What's up, man.
But
that's
I was very interested to hear what you think about what you'd think about him, because I know you look out for lyricists. Like we see on the EP, you've got Verbs on there.
That's my dude, you know what I mean? And, young brother.
Yeah, we had Verbs on here a couple times before. I remember, I think he came the first time was like early last year.
Yeah.
But someone had pointed him out, and I think it was G-Bag. I think G-Bagula had gone, yo, this kid's sick. Then I checked him out. I was like, right, he's got a vibe as well.
Yeah, he's got
you,
a vibe.
How did you link up with him?
From internet, really. It was, yeah, it was really, he had been on my Facebook for a minute. I had heard one or two of his things from posts. We started talking, I think, through SoundCloud, like maybe about doing something, you know, for a minute. And then I was, you know, I'm in London and reached out to him and brought him over, you know what I mean? We recorded one song and then we recorded the next song, and the second song is the one, When It Rains, It Pours, that I've dropped now as the single, you know what I'm saying?
So it's not an EP, it's a single, but I guess
it's an EP single. It's three tracks, you know what I'm saying?
A pingo.
Yeah,
a pingo.
So you got different versions of each of you know, you got the instrumental of every song on there, the main song. I've put some extended underscore versions and straight drums. So you got the solo drums on there, you know what I mean? For the man DJ Manzuan. Mix and blend, you know what I mean? For the aspiring producers or producers who want jack drums, I left the drums right there.
Oh,
serious? You know what I mean?
That's so, not, man, that's you, not. You
know, so it's
that's
right
real,
there,
man.
You
that's
know what I mean?
That's not a regular thing.
It's
nowadays.
Not a regular thing, but I like that about, especially certain 80s hip-hop records, you know what I mean? I remember they would have certain extra breakdown versions on a record and things like that, and I always liked that. And from a DJ producer point of view, that's some of the shit that helped you get into it and make some of the fun extra creativity. Mm. And I love that about records. And I'm like, if I'm going to do a single nowadays, I'm trying to give you value for your your dollar, because it's not cheap. We can't knock these records out cheap like it was in the 90s or anything like that. No
you
more,
think so?
But record pressing and all of them kind of things now is more expensive. So just trying to manufacture a small amount, 500 to 1,000 records, you're going to be spending, you know, a decent amount of change. So just in trying to...
So it's more expensive
it's
now.
It's more expensive. You could actually press
I thought it got
records.
Cheaper because not many people were pressing as much.
It's got more expensive, and that's why you're seeing the majority of people's records. You're like, wow, they're like £15, £20, £30 now for records. And that's why there's not so many singles coming out in the market with just one or two tracks, because it doesn't make financial sense. People would rather drop an EP with 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks or an album, you know what I mean? Or just download, you know what I mean? Because pressing up wax and a physical format in any form, whether it's a CD or whatever you're coming with, is still going to cost you a little piece. So a lot of these days, Cass is going to go the straightforward route and just go straight to digital. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't want to do that. Like, your music is not made for just digital.
I always, you know, that's, if you know me and you know what I'm about, you know, that's what I spend most of my time just theorizing how to get my shit sounding dope off wax. You know what I mean? That's really what I've always been about, is that end shit on record. Yeah, you know what I mean? So to do the mix and all of my levelings and what I spend my time working out in the studio is really for that end result, to press it up on wax and play it back on the turntable and hear it one time, spinning back and being like, yeah, that's the finished song. That's boom right there. You know what I mean?
So is it like a different process now? Because, like, for instance, you know, some of the stuff, I've got stuff mixed and then the engineer now has done like a stream version, like an online version.
There's different versions, even with how people master stuff, you know. Because you can put, if you're just dealing with a digital format and you're not thinking about pressing it to records, you can master it and push it harder than you would for vinyl, because you're going to have certain distortion levels and certain things where shit's peaking for vinyl that you have to think about when.
So when you say push it, you mean the levels?
Levelings, you know what I mean? There's a certain amount of compression and extra dBs that you might be able to get away with in a digital format versus a format like vinyl.
Isn't there... something about I've noticed this thing recently where it's like there's an extra credit mixed and mastered for MP3 or MP3 encoding.
That's deep. I haven't even been
seeing
that.
And then
that,
I think what happened is that when Tidal came out, a part of their promo was saying that we have a higher bit rate of encoding than Apple.
Yeah.
But then what they've done is
I don't like the sound of iTunes, man. Every time you download something from iTunes, even though I don't download shit, but the shit I've heard downloaded from iTunes,
320.
But it sounds terrible.
But
man,
you know what,
you
they
can just hear it breaking up as soon as you listen to it on a big system, and you even hear certain DJs when they're spinning out on their Serratos, and their tunes are sounding chunky because they're playing low quality iTunes. But then MP3s.
There's this
or
magazine,
shit, you know,
and they done this blind test between all the different things, like between
the different,
and then the bouncing conclusion that they come to was that, I think the bit rate that Tidal are talking about, it's not even perceivable by the human ear.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the weird thing
ear,
about...
The human ear hears up to 20K. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, perceivably, you can hear up to 20K. And then above that, you kind of can perceive it. Rupert Neve done a deep experiment. He went to Japan. He had all of these, you know, super shit set up for scientific...
I think I saw that. Yeah.
And basically, it's like the human ear kind of cuts off of there, but you kind of can perceive above 20K.
Yeah, I think it all depends on your tuning. So you know that some people's hearing's better than others. There's a lot to do with that. But in general, it's like 20K.
That's really interesting, man.
It is. I did hear that you can buy like WAV versions for. You have to have a certain kind of account though, but you can buy WAV versions.
Bandcamp, you can usually get the full.
Bandcamp is good because they give you WAV files and all of
FLAC.
That. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have FLAC. I never use.
You know what I've noticed a lot of people doing now as well? It's like some people.
But you know, MP3s is cool for what most people is listed to on your phone quickly or site quick. It works. You can't.
Yeah, but on your phone quickly, you know what I mean? But
when you really put the test to the test, and you're a hi-fi man, and you put your ting on your system, or you play it in a proper car, or you play it in a club, that's where you're going to start hearing them real differences.
A lot of sound men say that, you know. A lot of men that deal with sound systems, yeah, or like the actual real producers and engineers.
Yeah, if you deal with a sound man and they're putting the thing, and it's like, wait a minute, we ain't got no bass response past this point no more.
I hear
and
that,
you
man.
Can really hear really it. Hear the that. Thing is once you notice it, you can really tell that, oh, this is bad quality because it's MP3. There's nothing other than that. It's not like, you know, vinyl, 7-inch, something that might be a little bit, you know what I mean, a little thinner,
that's
but
it,
you got
man,
some crackle,
you know,
or whatever. But
it's for me, it's just like, you know, it all for music. I listen to music in a lot of ways. Now, you can listen to it in for just performance, which I think most general people, that's how we listen to music. We don't think about all this leavening and this high quality or low quality. We're listening to performance. So if someone is performing well and the performance comes across, the majority of people are going to go, we like that, and we like that performance.
Yeah.
Right? The better it's presented in terms of the leveling mix, the quality of the recording, the quality of the mastering, the EQing, that's all going to add to the longevity and how the more people, to me, can enjoy that. And the longer you can look back on that song and say, that was a great was a great performance. That was a great piece of. That was
it's
a great
part,
recording.
It's part of the
a great
experience.
Song.
It's part of
you
the
know what I mean,
man.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the engineer I worked with just mentioned that not too long ago. They were like, you know, the thing about with music is like you might have this end goal of, you know, you want it to be perfect, the best it can be, but sometimes it's just about it being as good as it can be for this moment,
that is
and
it.
People enjoying
exactly.
that, you
exactly.
know, as opposed to like trying to perfect it.
Because sometimes you try to sit there and perfect it, and you take away some of that vibe that you originally had, and you lose something, or you make it sound worse. There's plenty of examples. You know what I mean? I know I've done it myself. Where you're working on something for so long, and you get away from the point of what you originally had, and you're like, you know what? I should have just left it, recorded it off then. And done with it. You know
I think
what I'm
that can really happen as a producer as well, because you're always searching for a sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you might be, oh, that's an idea, this is an
idea. I think
so
we all know that producers
down
just
the rabbit
sit
hole.
There and you're like, why are you sitting there sitting on your things for years and years? That was dope 10 years ago, bless. Why didn't you release it?
Let's,
you know,
not
what I mean?
Even get into that one right there. Yo, we got Lewis Parker right here on the Hip Hop Show, Food Bar Radio.
You
myself, Mice Diggy, alongside my co-host for today.
Reveal that revelation.
Yeah. This is legendary moments right here. Let's get into the tune, though. When It Rains, It Pours, featuring
Verbs.
Yeah,
big up my guy Verbsy, man.
And this was produced by none other than Lewis Parker.
Check it out. Yeah. You know what it is? Come on, come on. Time to expand. Stick to the plan. Get that cash in hand. Know what I mean? Yeah. Check it out, yeah. Yeah, I flip the ill joints above average. Days get savage when bad situations and scenarios be causing damage. Shit get hard to manage, still the mind excel. I like to recline with an L, watch some Dave Chappelle. After hooking up a beat, diggers holy grail. Stay focused on my goal and avoid doing time in jail. To get this cash, gotta hustle for real. Niggas ain't gonna like me, but gotta respect the skills. Shorty told me that she liked to play the beats and chill. That made me smile, I hit the dial. The SB master with the illest style. Word, these niggas know the time. These fake cash trying to stop my shine. I keep it on the low with a steady grind. With more stress on the mind than I can handle. Life's a gamble, played my ace, now I'm on a scramble. Shit's real, paying bills and stacking dough for the future. I make the right moves and don't go out like another loser. When it rains, it pours. Going through trials, tribulations, and wars. Gotta stay focused, hold your head and go for yours. When it rains, son, I feel your pain for sure. For all my G's getting paid on both sides of the law. Go for what you know, my brother, and get yours.
Kids caught up in being complacent. Brought up in a place of limitation. Chasing nothing other than grams and happy faces. While my trainers tore this course pavement. Law enforcement forced more to court cases. From painting walls to serving drawers, I trace pages. My outlined hate rages. raging. Can't contain what I need to say, so I stay with a pen till I meet my fate. My people say they ain't trying to see no change. I guess it's me, some sheets and a beat today. The weeks don't change, I'm eager to reach a break. The feet never, better if I leave this place. Either you feel what I say or you a sheep enslaved. Truth gets laid on beats for my peeps to play. One of the last ones left in this mess of a game.
When it rains, it pours. Going through trials, tribulations, and wars. Gotta stay focused on your head and go for yours. When it rains, son, I feel your pain for sure. For all my G's getting paid on both sides of the law. Go for what you know, yeah, my brother, and get
brothers
yours.
Brothers be scheming on ways to make a raise. Step the game up, I'm moving on the next stage. The mind rage, so have to meditate and stay calm. And think through all your options and don't be acting in alarm. Cause the wrong moves will have you taking a bad turn. Waking up in hell, feeling the burn. Brothers yearn for better times. Some plan heavy crimes. Some prefer to hold it down with a slow but steady grind. Walking thin and deadly lines. That's how life can keep you on the edge. The stress got you going off your head. I stay on the low like a brother stuck in feds. Keep a watchful eye, my soul walk in the sky. With music I elevate and deal with the traumas of life. Cause each week is like a new feat. Days get rough when you ain't making that cash to eat. The mind go and retreat. You can't climb the mountain of stress cause it's too steep.
When it rains, it pours. Going through trials, tribulations, and wars. Gotta stay focused, hold your head, and go for yours. When it rains, son, I feel your pain for sure. For all my G's getting paid on both sides of the law. Go for what you know, my brother, and get yours.
What's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G from the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G rapping the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shante, Please Believe It from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
The hip-hop show. Hip-hop show with my homegirl, Sarah Love.
Mice Diggy,
you heard?
Yeah, I just had to flex on you like there, you know what I mean? Because that's my brethren. Did you
recognize? Cool G rap?
Yeah, let me just text him now. Yeah. So, yeah, you good, bruv? All right, that's
well, yesterday I seen you getting random comments from Pharaoh Munch, bruv, on your Insta.
Well, that's my brethren still.
Is that how you're going on? I just went on Insta. I just see Maestro's put up a new video. I went to
Maestro.
Like,
who's Maestro?
Maestro Diggy. I went Maestro Diggy, formerly known as Maestro. I went to like and comment on the video, and I see Pharaoh Munch is up in there already, man.
Hey, enough about me, man. You lot just heard the track. But you're right, though. Me and Pharaoh Munch are bridges. You just heard the track from Lewis Parker, I guess, right about now. When It Rains, It Pours, featuring Verbs, man. That's a smooth-ass track as well, bro.
Sounding very dope.
What were you drinking on? What were you smoking on when you made that, man? Inform us so we can get the inspiration.
That song, man, it takes me back to some times last year, bro. You know, and you know, I was going through a few things. I had to move to this one studio spot, and for about a month, I had to move out of my house. My brothers all disbanded, and we had to flee. I thought I had another place sorted, and I didn't. So I ended up having a cot in the studio for about a month. It was crazy before I flexed on another place. So that song was it wasn't actually recorded in that place, but it was finished, mixed in there. So I was going through a bunch of heap of stress.
So that's why it's got that blues to it.
It's got that blue, and I was really, and the ship was like, I was having all these problems. The studio who'd rented me, the studio had rented me, telling me that it's all soundproof. Yo, you don't have to worry, you do what you need to do. I'm like, all right, bet. I've moved into the place, a month of me being there, of me making music, I'm being told, yo, your shit's too loud, good complaints, you gotta... So I'm like, yo, I'm working at normal fucking levels in my studio doing what I need to do. Nah. So I'm like, yo,
your
shit
ain't... you had to move out of the studio.
So yeah, I had to move out of this studio and everything. So that was in like... it was like a focus of bit, you know, when you're feeling like utmost stress with a bunch of shit? And but I'm like, yo, I'm finishing this record. So that was that dedicated... Yo, before I even have to think about fleeing out here or doing some other shit. I'm finishing this. This one project.
Can I ask you something? Does that did that
here,
do you feel like that saying? Added I think to the hunger?
There's a lot of records that are done that have been in certain high paced situation where you're feeling like on it, like, yo, I gotta close down studio. I tell you another one that's crazy. That was crazy to me. The last record I did before I first went to New York, which was Young Guns record. The Big Idea.
This EP.
It was crazy because I had to finish it. I'd moved out of my place in Whitechapel and I had the whole studio in the back of my dad's old van. He had this big green Transit, like them big old Ford Transits, like with the suit, the super back. You know, that's what that's what my family do is the food and all that. So we had an all of my studio shit in the back, set up that shit, speakers on there, set the desk up, was taking the electric from the house, you know what I mean? And powered up the studio and mixed down that Young Gun EP before I had to pack everything down and box it up and put it on a ship to New York, you know what I mean? So that shit was real, man. You know what I mean? But it has a sound. I still listen, I'm like, yo, it has a sound to it, you know what I mean? And certain records you think of different situations where, yo, I've only got a day or this, and you know what I mean? Suddenly time's crept up and you got to rush for whatever reason. That record keeps a certain vibe, you know what I mean? So When It Rains, It Pours definitely brings me back to last year and that little bit of hectic time where I'm like, yo, I got to find this next place and make sure I ain't fucking putting all my shit in a lockup for a month and doing some sofa surfing, you know what I mean?
Man.
It's like, yeah, so, you know, shit is always real, man.
Yeah,
you know
man. Well,
mean?
And that's the thing. It's like now you're here and you get to get it out. And that's
out,
a creative piece of
video,
work.
You know what
that,
mean?
That frustration.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Built. That, that's what I kind of like about. It's like you remember the times when you were hungry, you know, and you had no choice, but I got to just finish this tune. Hopefully this tune can do it. You know what I mean?
I think for a lot of artists, you know what I mean? And maybe they get to certain stages and they don't get that hunger no more because they get shit in place. And
yeah, for
that,
sure.
That,
for
that,
sure.
That removes the hunger, you know what I mean? For me, it's like, you know, I've been through better situations and worse situations. But I know it's like I do the music because I love doing the music. I always know that you got to format the dots and connect the dots so you're making them peas out of your music. But I never placed myself in a position just for money for this shit. It was always just about to make dope hip hop.
And that comes across,
bro.
It comes across in the music, man. Timeless, classic vibes, man.
Good looking, bro.
Like real talk, man.
What do you enjoy more, the making beats or making rhymes?
Beats.
Straight, no man didn't even hesitate, you know.
Yeah,
it just came out straight.
You know, anyone who knows me, you know, who know, it's like with rhymes. I do like rhymes, man, but I find rhymes is actually more of a thing. You got to really sit and concentrate. You can't muck around with that shit. You can't fuck around with rhymes, man. You know what I mean? It's like with beats, I'm more in. You know, you can really control exactly the elements, and when you become masterful of your machinery, it's like you know, it's like you become part of your machine, so the machine can tighten and any element that you can't rhythmically or whatever, like with rhymes, you gotta say it verbally, physically, say that shit, remember
time.
That shit, all of them syllables,
cadence.
You beat cadence, all of that shit, you know. And I think as an MC, you know, I'm my biggest critic, and I think verbally, lyrically, I've become a lot tighter than what I was spitting in the 90s, you know what I mean? Because of it, for me, it's about, you have to be critical of yourself and be able to look at, say, okay, maybe I was putting too many words in certain rhymes. Maybe, you know, I was trying to push this voice too hard. Maybe I just needed to relax. And
your early stuff is always like that, though, isn't it?
Do what you know what I mean?
Because mine is.
I think we were just talking about this
today.
For anyone to improve as an MC, you got to be able to take critique from yourself and from other people without getting so mad and like, and so defensive.
Yeah.
It's like, bless, they might have a point about how to improve your flow, you know what I mean? So if you listen to certain points and then listen, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of shit with cadence and flow is about being able to step back and, you know, you're never going to sound the same as another MC, but you're going to, if you can master certain things,
your style.
You master your style and you become so tight at what you do, that no one can fold it, because they're like, yo, that's, and when you look at the best MCs or anyone who, you know, anyone's top MCs, you're like, that's what stands out about them, is that they're really comfortable in their own self and their own flow, and they've mastered their own style, so they're on that track killing it in their own way every time, because no one's going to flow the same. But I think there's certain things that we can all relate, you know what I mean, how many punchlines, how your run-ups, you know what I mean, how, you know,
setups
and all that, you can kind of measure that. You know, so there's certain things like sports which you can measure MCing on and rapping on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you need to, as an MC, it's like, yo, go back and check what you did and be like, how can you improve, you know what I'm saying? And I think, yeah, for me, it's like I definitely find that it's more work than for me, because for me, naturally, I think I just like banging beats pressing the buttons and chopping up and hearing the music. You know, I've always done that. I think even before I was thought about making rap music like that, I think I was always doing some shit where it was creative in that musical kind of way. I used to love messing around with drum machines and old like Casio keyboards and just doing stupid shit like that before I even thought about hip hop production. You know
Let me ask you a question then. Yeah. So in this age of like YouTube sample finding, their software that will find the loops for you, it will time stretch it for you, it will take out for you. How do you feel about like the loss of crate digging culture?
Well, I think that's really sad. You know what I mean?
Is there a loss?
Like
I think there's certain understandings that will be lost from doing that, because if you're being pointed out straight away, this is what you need to sample. There was no one pointing out to us back in them days. This is where you sample. Everyone's stuff starts sounding the same because you're all sourcing the same shit. You know what I mean? There's no originality there. The machine's chopping it up for you, so you're not really putting. The only real creativity you're putting into it is when you start doing your patterns on the pads. You know what I'm saying? Where the creativity before literally was that when you went out to them charity thrift stores, cheap record stores, digging in the £2 section and pulling out some funny shit. Oh, look at this guy! He got some kind of afro on the piano. He looked like an absolute fool, but I got a feeling about this record.
See, exact thing is, it don't exist no more, bruv. No. Even like, you know, like, man have said to me, a lot of man, like crate digging, real sound man have said
look
this,
at the cover.
Of like, they'd be like, okay, certain times we'd be in the record shop where we could play the stuff, but certain times we're in some thrift store and
you
can't, like,
you don't know this, they're not, there's nothing, you ain't got
magic.
No player back
I see
in
that,
the day.
Like the magic.
And it was like, you just capture something. I used to love them. He's listed with girls on the cover, like sexy girl. Yeah, that's got to have something for me. It's got to have a gem for me.
That's like, you know, getting the game. Remember when they had game recordings? And they used to put out.
Yeah.
He's got a pair of them from back in the day. Bad Meets Evil. And all them.
Yeah,
you remember the covers
they used to have? Yeah.
And you'd be like, yo, I've got to get that, man. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of sticky covers out there now, bro. From 98. But what I was going to say was, so, because that's a language like that. Exactly what you're saying is an art. The fact that you can look at a record, you can go through hundreds of records and then look and then go, nah, that cover isn't the one. Carry on. Look at the cover. Yeah, this
you
one. And then find
the
something on it. You hear it.
The cover art's so small now.
About also digging from a direct source as such as records from vinyl also relates directly what we was talking about, the MP3s. Your quality of sampling a vinyl is going to be a higher source than even sampling the WAV file.
Sampling CD?
No, sampling the original vinyl. You're going to have, if you're sampling an original vinyl direct to a good quality sampler, it's going to be a lot higher quality source than sampling it from most WAVs or any digital format, unless you've got some really high class sound card to even pick up them higher frequencies, because most people's sound cards aren't going to even sound as good as the vinyl pressing. So
you're saying on a technological thing, it's not even set up
it's
for
not
that
even
anymore.
Yeah, you're not even set up for that. So
that's
your source of your sample starts from an MP3 that's taken off of YouTube, you already at a lower start point. B.
What's worse?
No matter what, even if you take it to a mixing studio and you get the shit, it's mixed the master. You got frequencies that don't exist. Right. You haven't captured in your in your music.
You.
So you try to face a man like me and my beat, face off, son. My shit gonna kill you, B. You know what I mean?
So how do you feel about? You know, there's
that's
that,
really what it is.
You know, one of Future's producers, Southside, I believe he's called. They got into this.
How dare you mention Future on the hip hop show?
No, it's just sides, it's dimensions, isn't it? And then it's like, so
the water thing.
So someone said something about, I think it was this artist I proper don't like, that weird dude called Russ. I don't even like him, yeah? But he said something about the artistry of, like, the Dres and the Premiers has been lost now in this age.
It has to a certain degree because of, there's still a lot of great music that's being made and some great stuff. But if you look at the difference of how music is finished, mixed and finished these days, this is why
people
so much
care.
Stuff is sounding so similar. And you go to some of your favorite, who you think is going to come out with the mind blowing, this big artist is coming out, and you got to check the end result, and it's not, you know, it might be okay, but you really go back and put it in comparison to what made them classic and why they're up there in the first place, and you're like, come on, man! You trying to? It's Emperor's Clothes time.
So what you're saying is, so basically,
you know what I mean?
Like, just to put it into context, if we were to put Nasia next to Illmatic,
come on, man! What are you saying? You think if Nasia came out instead of Illmatic, that is gonna make you fought and be like, this guy is the GOT of all the GOAT of all time, you know what I mean?
And we know GOATs that do a lot more work than Kanye anyway. We discussed that earlier. So.
You know, I don't think you would if it wasn't for the predecessor and the legacy that's been built off that Illmatic album. That it's like, okay, you would take it for what it's all right. It's just another pop rap record. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. You know what I mean? But I think when we're to the point where we all feel so compelled to talk about it because we know the legacy of what Nas should stand for and the impact that that album had at the time and throughout the age. And in retrospect, you're like, damn, it's hard to even compare another rap album to Illmatic in so many ways. It's like one of the best rap albums of all time, not of even of his time, of all time, you know. It's such a great, well put together record, and it represents the feeling of what we considered real rap of that time to a T. There's very few records that really embody everything that Illmatic embodies, you know. So we put so much on him and our expectations are so high. Mm. And I don't think this record follows through on definitely not my expectations.
I
remember when I heard Halftime, man. You know what I mean? On the Zebra soundtrack. That in my man's crib, he played that shit on his stereo system off the Zebra soundtrack vinyl. Shit blew me away. We must have listened to it 20, 30 times in a row. Like, this shit is great. The beats, the production, how that bass line was killing it. Like, the flows were just perfect. Like, it took you into Queensbridge. You felt like, yo.
But I was talking
to
someone about this the other day, and I was saying,
it made you feel
at
in
this
love with
point,
music in a different
with
way.
What Nas is doing, like, could we even expect that from him? Because I would say,
he's not
the
in
other
that
option
lane.
Would be the other album we could have heard. Yeah, for the record, I agree with you. This album is a bit short for me. It's not for me. The album is Adam and Eve and the Cup Shut the Kid. The Cup Shut the Kid. The Cup.
So wait, what production wise, you're not fit? Is it that way?
I was speaking to a few people about this, and they were like, "It feels like it's Kanye has his imprint on all the projects he produces anyway." Yeah, but maybe he's got too much of an imprint on this one. But the main point I was making, I think
Kanye really didn't do his job on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so
and I really feel that he could have actually did a lot more to embody what everyone kind of feels like a classic Nas record should be, and to bring a little bit of that flavor. There's no problem if you bring some of this new school popped out feeling, but rapping over trap beats and all of this, and you hardly got any other kind of shit that's even
then,
bringing it back and the boom bap kind of beats that is on there sound weak as shit, man. Come on, B. What kind of drums are they, bro?
I think, like,
come on,
the
man.
Other thing we could have heard would have been a Nas album with Future hooks. Like, you know the other tune you done for Khalid? You know, he done another track and it had like Fetty Wap on it. And it's like, Nas trying really hard to be now. So the other album we could have heard would potentially be like a Nas with a Future hook and Cardi B on it. And I'm glad you didn't hear that.
Forget that then.
But for me, this album is really...
You mentioned Future twice on this show. I'm gonna have to. But listen, Revs, you had a very interesting story.
Revs. That white boy from Brooklyn who sounded like Nas, and he was
Druk. He's Albanian,
but yeah,
his shit sounded more fucking Nasy than that shit, man.
Oh wow,
yeah, it sounded like
it sounded more. But when that shit sounded more like what you was kind of expect, what you would expect to hear to bring you that feeling of fucking rugged streets.
But when you listen beyond,
I didn't get beyond
the voice thing. He's got a different sense of humor. Druk, it's got a different vibe, his stuff.
You know what? Let's not get into Druk. We're talking about Nas now. Let's listen to this track and hear whether, you know, the listeners can let us know. hiphop@foobarradio.com you can tweet us at foobarradio. Let us know what you think of the track because this is the first time I'm hearing it too.
The ghetto Othello the more. Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me cause I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win. I just go for it, it's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn who you can be, but you can learn who you are when you around family. Chip off the shoulders of soldiers on a grizzle. My granddaddy Mac Little married Danny Little. They passed down wisdom, blessings were given. Pray my sins don't get passed to my children. I made a killing. I'm alive like the morning star. Call Jordans for the price on stocks of what the Hornets are. I need evaluations, I'm savvy, y'all. Eating foie gras and caviar, listen.
Adam and Eve. Don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. Too far from the apple tree.
The ghost of gangsters dance. Chinchilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger. Yeah, my language advanced. My cadence amazing. The voice triggers something. What is this conundrum? The cloud scurry, your spirit rumble, a boyish smile. Still puff the loud, it's nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage narrative, every verse that I write. Burst light, brings awareness to my personal life. After my morning walk, Havana cigar, the ganja spark. See my doctor Mar, sweating the sauna or the spa. Spend 50 large at the Bellagio. Spend 20 on a bad bitch, I hardly know. New girl every night, two girls was every other night. Sexual addiction, gangsta tradition. They wanna fuck me, have me under their belt. Slightly offended, yeah that's how I felt, that's how it ended. I'm just good at existing, existing in my truth, as long as I enjoy the fruit, yeah.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
What come first, piece of the paper? Before I had a piece of paper, peace was in my favor. Before I sat to eat at a table, it had leeches and traitors. Cut the fat from the meat, extract the wheat. Bon appetit, no bacon. Brothers is swine. It's so hard to trust them cause my hustle is mine. It's evident they all the same. With gray hair and still mean mugging. Gray hair's a wisdom, that means you seen something. Say something, you stay frontin'. But these clowns got false crowns, fictional kings. You broke my heart, Fredo. You bring this thing of ours down to a fable. Be advised, my guy's dying, enterprising at a boss's table. There's always room at my table. Insecurities is keeping you disabled. All this money to get, is it less time? They ain't stopped printing money cause they made mine. I learned to stretch time, these are the best times. I'm in my neighborhood at stadiums, the Mets kind. With restaurants and Carboni, spicy rigatoni go hard. A red Bordeaux, oh God.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. Fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
Bangers. That's the best tune of that one, man. And it's funny, yeah, because, you know, the sample, the famous Iranian sample, you know? You know, I was listening to the live album streaming with my boy, shout out my boy Mahdia, he's my producer as well. And yeah, this sample is from a tune from the 70s by an Iranian guy called Kurash Yagamai. Tune's called Kurash Yagamai. Yeah, and the tune's called Goleyach. And basically, it's the equivalent of something like Frank Sinatra. It's a really, really well-known tune.
Okay. Well, this guy is the equivalent.
Yeah, wow. And it's the second time that Kanye's flipped an Iranian pop sample, yeah, in the last 2 years. Because on the track of The Life of Pablo, Feedback, he'd sampled another Iranian artist called Gugush. Gugush, he sampled a track called Talag. Yeah. Mm. Now,
as Kanye spent a lot of time in Iran.
See, this is what we think. So, my mate reckons that Kim Kardashian's been hanging around with all these LA Persians. Now, the Iranian Revolution was in 1979, yeah, where a lot of Iranians, they moved out of Iran and they moved to LA. Yeah. So, from that era, the Iranian pop music of that era, they'd still probably be listening to it. Yeah, so I reckon that Kim Kardashian's Iranian brethren have played her some of this pop music. She's going to suggest it to Kanye. Yeah, and there's even an old episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where you see Kim Kardashian hanging around with all these LA Iranians. Wow. And the music that they're listening to, it's like the equivalent of sampling Celine Dion and Frank Sinatra. They're not very deep cuts. You know, they're like really, really well known. Mm. So it was mad interesting for me, man.
So Iranian people will hear that sample and be like, they'll know straight away.
But no, Iranian people, being Iranian people and not understanding hip hop culture, will start tweeting Kanye West saying, "Why have you stolen the song from us?" Which is what happened when we sampled stuff in Iranian hip hop. But then the younger ones that know what's going on, they're a bit like, they're including us. Yeah, but it's literally the equivalent of like a Celine Dion Frank Sinatra sample.
Well, that was. Nas right there with Adam and Eve, produced by Kanye West, aka Slavery Was a Choice.
Yeah.
That's Savage Sarah.
It's hard to listen to him after he said that shit.
That's just what I was saying, man.
Talking about that. The album is called Nasir.
Yeah.
This is very original.
Nasir. My uncle's called Nasir. That's
is it?
Yep.
I ain't got a problem.
What, same spelling?
I ain't got a problem with Nas's performance, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got a problem with, from the listen I had, I tried to listen to it twice. Mm. I did skip through a majority of songs, but I did listen to, you know, a good intro and the verse starting. Mm-hmm. Some of them that were too much for me from the start, I had to be like, yo, I got to quick go on to the next. But a quick twice trying to listen to it, I was like, yeah, there was a couple of In the Direction hip-hop songs on there, but even the In the Direction hip-hop songs felt too watered down and not really strong enough to pull it all together and be like, because, you know, if he had two real bangers that really was official, like, you know what I mean? We would all give him a pass, you know what I mean? We would all be like, yeah, that's fine, man, you know what I mean? You don't even care if you got the poppiest pop on there. Mm. If you got them even one banger that solidifies it all, bring it all together, you know what I mean? Even like you know, what's that one he had with the Apache drums, man?
Made you look.
You were slave to a page in my rhyme book.
I liked it when he comes with joints like, because that's a modern style joint when in his later era, and it still brought everyone together and it gave us that feeling again, like, yo, Nas is back. Like, I want to hear joints like this, man. You know what
I mean? I think it's just the case of him working with the right producers. You know what I mean? Like, with Kanye, obviously everyone knows he's a good producer when he wants to be, but it's a case of whether this is to your taste, and especially when it's just 7 tracks. I mean, you know, people can let us know what they think, but it's called Nasir, and it's out right now on what label is it on?
It's on Mass Appeal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's on the Mass Appeal Def Jam imprint. It's real, real weird.
That is weird.
Because.
But yeah, you can hit us up and let us know what you think. Right about now, though, let's get into something classic. I like what Lewis was saying about it sounding classic. And this has been pulled up. I'm really interested to hear what this sounds like. It's called Upstate to Queens by 38 Spesh and Cool G Rap.
The Godfather.
All these guns I collect is the XU rap. I'm overqualified for the next shootout. Caught him broad day right before they let school out. He got left with the left of his chest blew out.
My real niggas moved out and loosed out with 2 out. His shoes out, 2 in his mouth, threw his screws out. Caught him with a couple, put potatoes on the muzzles. Part of his face muscle on the landscape and rubble.
That man made a puddle, told his bitch he can't lay a cuddle. Since 9-6, my hand stayed in trouble. Married to the money, me and the bands made a couple. My ambition met coke and mandated double.
My killers move around with fake handshakes and sluggies.
Duct tape and a shovel, man, they in trouble. How you hustle?
I'm Captain Kirk with the work, I run an enterprise. None of my work has been inside, cause they women live.
Nigga, what you mean?
nigga, what you mean?
I was raised by the pimps, the OGs and fiends. We don't fuck with your team.
We don't fuck with you, nigga.
Got a clique full of killers from upstate to Queens. Niggas bloody up the scene.
Head them up, head them up.
When they come through your block with them 50 shot machines, you don't want what I bring.
You don't want what I bring.
Keep a cup full of liquor, I don't fuck with the lane, nigga.
We that real bad decision, catch a permanent incision. Cartier's for the vision, nigga, money the religion. Shirley Temple Curl, killer stirring in the kitchen. That Westside Connect, baby, out of town to twist them.
Got a lot of guys in prison who mama cried and visits, and they trying to find prescriptions for their homicide addiction. You trying to find them misses, I'm trying to find them riches. So I started pimping, learned how to monetize my bitches.
Kid, that drama sounded vicious, you gon' see it when that shotty pop. And take pieces off your frame like the body shot.
I'm inside of his bitch mouth like a lollipop. Crack got me hot, so I opened up the molly spot.
You get done dirty here, kid, the Sagatti block. Treacherous three on the squeeze, I make your body rock.
Ayo, G, how many slugs do the shotty got?
I put at least 12 shells inside a poppy top.
Nigga, what you mean?
Nigga, what you mean?
I was raised by the pimps, the OGs and fiends. We don't fuck with your team.
We don't fuck with you, nigga.
Got a clique full of killers from upstate to Queens. Niggas bloody up the scene.
Head them up, head them up.
When they come through your block with them 50 shot machines, you don't want what I bring.
You don't want what I bring.
Keep a cup full of liquor, I don't fuck with the lane, nigga.
Saying about that, bro.
Dope, man. Cool G Raps is smacking it as always, bro. Man, Cool G Raps just like rap god level for me, man. Straight, bro.
You know, me and Sarah always talk about this. It's that Mount Rushmore thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like on Mount Rushmore, is it four faces they got?
Four,
in there?
Yeah, I believe so.
You
yeah.
know, for hip hop, we need a few more, but there are eras of the Mount Rushmore thing, and for sure, do you know what I mean? Cool G Rap, that face stays on there because from. I mean, how many people would you say he's influenced in terms of rap?
Just off the top, yeah. Pun, Eminem. Bruv, the list, you could make a case for he's as influential as Rakim, I would say, in terms of syllable rhyming, man. And I'm talking from, like, the 80s, man. Like, all the early stuff, like, Juice Crew stuff. His consistency is just next level, man.
Yes, man. So that
next
tune,
level spitter.
That tune right there was definitely a banger. Cool yeah, G man. Rap and 38 Spesh, Upstate to Queens. So that's the first single off their collab, Son of G Rap. Woo! Is that his son for real? Anyway, production from DJ Premier, Alchemist, and Pete Rock, with features from Core
Mega,
Ransom.
Ransom, shit.
Bardo, wow.
Harlem, innit?
Yeah, man. That's nice, though. Anyway, this is the hip hop show right here on Fubar Radio with myself, Mice Diggy, alongside.
Reveal.
The Gully Irani.
You done know.
Shout out to Lewis Parker hanging out. So we see him hovering around there somewhere. But this is the open mic time. Do you know what I mean? This is the time when we put on some MCs that people might not never have known nothing about. You lot say it with me. Might not, never, not. Nah? All right then.
might not. Oh, it's too late.
Whenever I try and get people to say it with me, they always give me that look, the cross eye. Yeah? Like that. They'll be like. Who we got in the building today? We got Noah Bouchard. Back.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm healthy.
The smoothest, awkwardest dude you'll ever know.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
I'm okay. I just done uni innit, so I'm just.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Congrats, man. How did it go?
Not great. I'm going to have to resit, but that's cool.
Well, we've got a run-up. Look at it like a run-up. Cool. It was a dress rehearsal, man.
Good to see you back, bro, yeah, man. I see you brought some friends.
I got a couple. We got Chris Gabriel right here.
Chris Gabriel, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Speaking to the mic, don't be afraid, bruv.
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Birmingham.
Brom, innit?
Brom Pax.
You're in Bristol.
Cardiff, boy, mate. Cardiff,
are you in Cardiff? Why did I think Bristol? Anything west of West London to me is like, yeah, Bristol. Do you know what I mean? Maybe not.
Are you going to the only Fields and Horses?
Only Fields? No.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Shout out to the Chandler brothers, boy.
Yeah, man.
All right, anyway, who else we got in here? Blink!
Yo.
What's going on?
I'm good, man.
Are you from Birmingham as well?
No. I got family up there, though, but, like, I'm from Camden.
Oh,
LDN.
Camden, boy.
In the building.
Northwest.
Yeah. And you're more of a poet, right? More of a spoken word.
Well, I started off doing spoken word, but now I'm taking the music seriously. I love music, so yeah.
Rapping, yeah.
I'm rapping now, so yeah.
Right. Yeah. You lot ready for this open mic then, yeah?
Let's go.
Are you sure you're ready? All right, let me get everything ready myself. Right, so this is the open mic right here. We got Astro Blacksmith on the beat this week. All right, let's get into this. Let's make sure all you lot can hear yourselves. You can hear the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake in the headphones.
Uh-huh.
That's me, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Let's get into this beat, though. All right, let me know if you lot need it turned up or anything like that. Because you know, I know MCs are, you know what I mean? MCs are tight. Nah, I'm joking. Let's get into this, mother lovers.
All right.
Astro Blacksmith on the beat.
I'll kick this off, shall I?
No, Bouchard.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to see you again, bruv. Let's get into this.
Do your thing, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Hidden like a pin code, ratty on your door and a footy through the window. Living in my limbo, sitting in my gym clothes. 2 years since I've been lifting in the gym though. Not there to splice in the rope. Would tell you catch me outside, but you won't. Indoors, people ask me what I'm in for. Got a lot of bars, but they just wanna see the bling more. Now what the celly got a ring for? Fish in the sea, what the jelly got a sting for? I live a cactus life, my captor is square but my caption tight. See rappers got a swagger, pull up in that all white. Rappers put a baby in your lady, call it more life. I ain't a rapper, I'm a bloke. My favourite song is Look At Me, I'm hoping they don't. And at the same time I'm hoping to blow. So my dreams and insecurities proposing the toast. I caught a sting from the jelly. I'm watching Rick and Morty and relating to Jerry. And you acidic, make an ulcer. Stroke your ego and claim you did it for the culture. Yeah, FUBAR Radio over.
I push my pen to higher levels, for my blood like a vessel. I pushed it up a level, now they wanna roll together. It's crazy how they were doubting my sprint to grabbing medals. I see your mind on murder, the learner will never settle in time. I'll take my writing to scavengers overseas, but for now I'm holding hope like a prisoner on their knees. And my people still sleeping like when you gonna explode. Am I the only one who sees it? I'm grieving but I'm afloat. Pressure pushing at my sneakers, I just sip on margaritas. Put passion in what I'm speaking, the sleepers turn to believers. If you're looking for your heart and you found it along your sleeve, I'm guessing love was just the key to the knowledge you didn't receive. This realm is not home. I got magic on my dome and it's gold like honeycomb. I got fire under my toes and I feel it over my bones. Feelings are in my throat and aggression is just a lesson. I'm guessing you didn't hold the message. You think I chose the message? Nah, I'm sipping a cold beverage, no reference. Chilling with a side of Netflix. You think I own the message? Nah, I'm just relaying what she gave me. I'm crazy, huh? I'm pushing diamonds, shit is timeless. I'm putting diamonds in notebooks. Remember everything, no referring to all the notes took. And if they find the notes that I wrote, then I'm killing coaches. These liars can't approach me, I'm younger Madame Zeroni. I feel amazing, my heart rate is steady pacing. My patience is not to play with, my fragrance a little too evolved. And it's invading my brain, I'm one step from going insane. And I can't erase all the pain, life another game to solve. I keep reflecting, I keep addressing, I keep perfecting. Life every second is doing things that they're not expecting. Now I'm a guest to my own reflection, look here the lesson. You on my chest is a bad vibe, let me fight infection.
Bars are hot, the saga got to be pursued every half a stop. Man marker got the dance sharper, box the banter with heart. Harbor lyrics sabotage artists with spirit departed, kingdoms apart. Killing them soft with contrition and art. Natar, silly pun rhythm, I slip in my mark. Swift as a dart, sipping on water, no additives. In me my dark, just definitive. Definition, different stimulant songs will get you into it. Thinking of what you did with your existence since you entered this life. What is your mission, kid? Bring me in. I'm like syphilis and I dip to people the illness and make them sit up quick. Then I bring the healing with syllables of a cherubim. Take a sip of this, simpletons get richer, envision it. As me, I paint pictures, ask them with you if they feel it in their system. Seen it in their vision, yeah, like a hit of Tourette's. Saying what is really in me, spiritual vets. I get the vision quicker than the Zillaries, yeah.
Chris Gabriel, what? Jeez, this is a cypher right here, boy.
Yeah,
man, this is what I like to hear. We got some bars up in it. We say Noah.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
I put life to the side for this passion, so you can see my life in my eyes with this passion. Never follow crowds, I was blind to the fashion. And where I come from, I was the only one rapping. I was past that, laughed at, a lot of snide remarks that really could have broken me, but I know where my heart's at. I just raised the bar, fam, now everyone's a fan though. Put my neck on the line just to show I got backbone.
And now who wants to challenge me? They're begging friend back, then they would embarrass me. And I can't have no mercy on this journey. Put faith in a lot of mates, and they were mates who done me dirty. But still, if I'm the last man standing, I'll extend my hand to those who left me abandoned. My mum told me not to let this game leave me stranded. But if it's what you love, then at least understand this, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, Blink?
Yo, yeah.
Who you got for us?
Too original. I'm spitting facts through the digital. You can throw subliminals at me. I'll dodge them, you can catch them. I'll dodge them, you can't catch me. That's your girl plus three stuck in the backseat. I'm not an athlete, but I run these tracks. So run this back. I'll jump over the pole, lean back. Got 3-4 tats. Only cause emotion lacks. My sound on plaques. Give me those, I'll own 3 stacks. I'll put my belly on the map. While you're living through an app, I open maps, but follow no routes to the attack. It's magic, abracadabra, the rap out of the hat. I take my hat off and run to a wonderland. They know I'm spitting flows like crazy. Who can take me? I'm too wavy, colder than the AC. Yeah, I turn the AC off and bring the snow. That's fire to your toes. I do this on my own. Yeah, too skippy with it flows, too magical though. No time to be on the coast. I'm doing the most. Heart froze, mind cold, icicles, bicycles. Stay pushing them pedals, connect the dots, Morse code. Look, most of this is cryptic. I'm lifted, but grounded at the same time, gifted, never assisted. Solar to my system, I see the solar system in my dreams, like I'm floating in a space of heartache and bad taste. My love got replaced with hate. Couldn't see life the same way. Had to vacate, escape to a place to maintain a state of mind that don't make people think I'm insane. And if I cry, just believe it's a cry to elevate. Now I'm moving up. Trust me, those pretenders just ain't fooling us. If we stood together and fight, what could they do to us? Nothing, just nothing. I'll fly if I recruit enough love. But what's the rush? Look, I'm blue for when the sequel comes.
From the era where equals, yeah, they rush you, but they would've done you. I had a wooden trunk, but where I would spread my toys. Life is to enjoy, boy, I'm left devoid. I gotta spread this game some more, I gotta share this voice. Cause boy, I'm here to be a sword to break the fakers and the fatal noise. See what the L is breaking us, my racket cannot share the points. Immaculate consensus in the chatter of my center. See my man, them acting tense, while conscience actively remember it's a setting to the center space. Chilling in the west of the city, grittiness never wrecked the levity. The best of the chicks be here, ain't lying, just check the synergy. Heads is piffy, but alert, we know what we dare to wish. We dreaming that the mystery would be purged and we would find a purpose. See my guys uncertain, living life as merchants, selling and buying personal from those that run with it. Social respect's a drug, self-respect is the operative. W3, giving love to the team, with some stuff in my jeans. While the currency come to me, let me come with the key. See, we all can cricket out you, we love to succeed about you. We come in the deepest hour, kicking ball with the critical. And profits, I'm seeing gold in my visual. Red and white, the colour of old folks that did it for. The people, you see to fall, we invisible.
I was sleeping, dreaming about sleeping with your darling. Woke with semen in my pyjamas, like, look what I started. Took a shower, took an hour, left like Marxist. And then my karma started laughing. I pull up on Katie Hopkins and Mooner, like Rise of the Luna. Regret I didn't do something ruder. The sun goes down sooner, comes up later. Walk the street screw facing, turning pigs into bacon. Going cop car chasing, red light displaying. Pull a dry vagina from the brothel, she was safe in. Dodge a bullet with the matrix, flexibility amazing. Collaborated with sadists, put a nail through my nails. Third eye impaled, ready set. Slave set sail, let a bomb mail, grenade in the speakers, DJ deleted, drop the fire remix, and money, money, make it, sill and brit, take the shooter of the shooter, weaponry in the basement, morning at the latest, talking through screens, nut butt naked, nunchuck tainted, cherry pick logo, rebellious no show, soulless solo, no go mojo, coldest motive, pay no notice, material focus, now what are those jokes? Technicolor TV, black and white retro, but one take 12 edits into every single episode. Inbox in my atrium, clockwork ventricles. Let me stop the beat like my heart in the tentacles. Mangle your testicles, experiment at festivals. Intelligence imperative to experience a spectacle, yeah?
Jeez, no,
check it out, check it out.
Louis Parker, we say.
Louis Parker, the man with the golden sound. Uh-oh. But to get down on his freestyle round.
Yeah.
Y'all check it. Yo, it's that cool cat called Lewis, known for rocking the ill tracks, the smoothest. The haters fall back, peep the ill maneuvers. And yo, these streets is danger. Them young cats got the wicked nature. Rubbing them while in for short paper. I mostly recline and relax at the crib with the ill tracks. Sparking L, scheming on the net stacks. Gotta make that music pay. Ain't no time to play. Professional hitman, blow your sound boy away. Y'all niggas know I'm James Bond with the SP. Hidden moving targets, going backwards on a jet ski. Your team can't test me, I heard your man talking sideways. Stone with my eyes glazed, never trust what a spy says. The city haze got me feeling hectic. Life can flip unexpected, that's why I'm thinking on some next shit. Days are tense and static, gotta maintain and don't panic. Sound in flight panoramic to lift your mind above the planet. Out the stacks, bills on the rails. My niggas represent skills and only get paid. Yo, it's like this every day. I pass the mic and let it sway.
Blink,
hold it down every way, come on.
Why is my mind blank 24 hours a day? But I still find stories to write cause I got something to say. Take my time back, I think about that shit every day. But I just put it in a story, hope it all goes away. I'm putting blood up on the page, got the devil on my case. Money comes in different ways but attention ain't really paid. Now I'm over here, grieving for pieces of me that changed. What's it all break away? That's no ordinary escape. And if I flow like judo, my bars fold knees. There's not a priest or some tea to put my mind at ease. If they cross lines like sheets, that's receipts on these beats. I'm over here unique, skipping sleep upon the sheets. And it's crazy, ma, I'm sorry I'm this way, I couldn't change it, ma. It's really hard not to feel a mess when they all say you are. Everybody's got a solid view on who they think you are. But I'm Lamar, find me in the sea, beluga caviar. We don't rap for likes, we write lines to save a life. Your face still be on my mental when I pray at night. No space, everyone's alive soon as I get it right. Doing wrong, everyone's a zombie, that's a 9 to 5. I'll go quiet when the passion dies. I'll tell the truth in front of every eye. I'm angry and they wonder why. I'll go quiet when the passion dies. I'll tell the truth in front of every eye. I'm angry and they wonder why. Blink.
Yo, that's Blink. That's the open mic right there, man. Shout out to Noah Bouchard, Chris Gabriel, Blink. Of course, Lewis Parker, Astro Blacksmith on the beat. That was a cypher right there, man.
Proper, man. Big man. Proper vibes, man. Feeling that, man.
Quickly, how can we get hold of you, lot? Give us your
socials.
Noah Bouchard HQ on Twitter, Noah.Bouchard on Insta, and look out for the new EP early July.
Chris Gabriel Music, Facebook, Instagram, all of them, SoundCloud, just Chris Gabriel Music.
That's Blink Marlo on everything, BlinkMarlo.
Bars, man. Lewis, how we get hold of you?
I'm Lewis Parker, man. Just stick my name in Google.
Say it in the mic, though. Say it in the mic, because he's like...
You already know Lewis Parker, man, you know what I mean? I don't even know the handles, just stick it in Google, you know what I mean? You'll find me.
Yes, man. Hey, we appreciate all you mothers locking in to the hip-hop show. My man, Reveal.
Big up, Mass. Big up all the people. Thanks for having me up here, man.
Yo, thanks for coming, bruv. You know it's always fun.
All love, G.
I believe we've got some parties to go to very soon, right?
I believe so.
KFC party, is it next month? We got to wait till all the way then.
I believe so. Some dead foxes, I don't know what's going on, mate.
One day. Listen, thanks for locking in, everybody. If you want to hit us up, it's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Up next, I do believe we have man like Michael Payne. Peace out, bitches and bitchettes.
I'm on the run like a rock star in a stock car that's driven by the fear of being replaced. Fear of being erased, another day at the race to the finish line where nothing significant awaits. My people listen to me and say when they listen to me that all they hear is the greats. But I can't listen to it cause all I hear is mistakes. I'm on a mission to optimize the vision, separate the hisses from the kisses and recognize the snakes. Slithering in the garden, hoping I'll be tenderhearted and go force MDs to give me something for the ache. Get deluded off the larded, or go and cop a car cause it's cathartic, man. I just need a break, but never fear, it was a heavy year. Sorry for the wait. Fucking right, such is life. Yo. Walking on
on the verge with a verb, cause I deserve to sing a joyful song and not a dirge. Through all the darkness I emerged. Control your urge or them boys gon' get it cracking off. Niggas walking the club looking at broad, but walking out looking at 3 to 5 on the Agasaw. Niggas is animals.